So the Mishnah requires that whenever a shliach lahilacha delivers a get from chutz la'aretz, that the shaliach should say b'fananecht b'fananechtam. They more gave two explanations what this is all about. One explanation was because the concern maybe they're not became lishma, maybe they don't observe the din of lishma in chutz la'aretz. The other explanation was lefi that you need kiyam ashtar. You want to have kiyam ashtar. The Gemara says the rabbi is late the rover, that everybody agrees that it's an act of kiyam ashtar. And because of the fact that everyone agrees it's a kiyam ashtar, the kiyam ashtar requires that it should be done b'fnei bezin. Aye, but there's a machloikis and the afhem and base whether b'fnei shnayim, b'fnei kamahu nosna lo. When the shliach lo hilocha has to say b'fnei nechtav, is it enough if he says in the presence of two people? Does he have to say in the presence of three? So where do we find a bezin of two? So doesn't it seem, that's how the Gemara suggests, on Hanan Beis, doesn't it seem that that's the Shaila? That if we're just concerned if Hishem became Lishma, so if the Shliach La'ilocha says in the presence of two, so the two Edom will be able to say it over later on, it's a Dovah Shebi'erva, you need two Edom. How do you believe the Shliach La'ilocha in the first place? That it's an issue of Dovah Shebi'erva. So you have to have two Edom. So the Gemara says, Mishumi Guna Kila Be'Rabana. It's not the same as Mishumi Guna Kila Be'Rabana that Ed Echad is named by Meis Baila. Ed Echad by Meis Baila, Minatori, should really need two Kosher Edom. That should really be a Dovah Shebi'erva. So that Alpi Pashas, that's a whopper of a Kula. Mishumi Guna Kila Be'Rabana. Take a look on the top line on Gimel Amud Al Mishumi Guna Kila Be'Rabana. So the cross reference that they have on the side of the Gemara is Yibamis Pechas Amud Al. Ramas Pechesim and Aleph is about Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baila. So there, the Pashtus is Mikra Dinda Reis in each Neid. That's a Kula Medirabbanon on a Dinda Reis, and that's Takahat to understand. The Gemara there has the whole discussion, Dav Peches, Dav Peites, Dav Tzadik, a long sugya goes on and on, whether Yeshkach, Rachachamim, Lakadov, Menator, Bikum, Beyasei. The rabbis have authority, they have a little authority. The Orthodox don't give that much authority to their rabbis. The Reform and the Conservative, their rabbis have unlimited authority. They can allow intermarriage. They can allow driving to the synagogue on Shabbos. Our rabbis can't allow anything. Our rabbis only have authority to be machmer. They don't have authority to be mekel on dinim derais. Lakadov and atur. Bikumli say they don't have authority. Lakadov and atur. Bishevi altase, they do have that. It's a little bit authority. They tell us not to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, not to put tzitzis in the beged shel pishtan and so on and so forth. That's laka dov minator b'shev altas. The Gemara in Yevamos has a whole list of cases. Laka b'shev altas. Laka b'kumi asay. The maskanas of Gemara there in Yevamos is a reikach b'achacham. So it's really hard to understand. That's what all the Rishonim or Lacharonim work on this. So how can they allow Eid Echad? How can they accept Eid Echad to permit the woman to remarry? If minator, you have to have shnei edim. The woman is an eshes ish, and it says in Aseres HaDibros Loisinov, she's not allowed to live with someone else. So we and Menatur, you need two Edom to testify that the husband is dead. So how can the rabbis permit the woman to remarry based on the testimony of an Eid Echad? That should be a violation of the whole sugya there, where Gemara discusses it. How do they have the authority to? So that's a big problem that Rashi and Taisus and the Ramban and all the Rishonim work and Achrayim, they all work on this kasha. Here the Gemara softens the blow. Here the Gemara says, come on the level of their eyes, you know and I know, we all know that the get was written lishma. There's a miut of people who, in chutz laretz, who will write the get shalot lishma, but even Rameh, the chayish lemiuta, number one, Rameh, chayish lemiuta, half of the Balei HaTosfos say the whole din of Rameh is only with the Rabban. Rameh, chayish lemiuta is only with the Rabban. And then the Gemara says, and even if you would hold like Rameh, chayish lemiuta, but it's still a miuta to miuta, Tosfos explains on the bottom. Miuta to miuta, fila Rameh, loy chayish lemiuta. So here the chumra to begin with is only a concern with the Rabbanon. Maybe it's a far-fetched concern, a miyuta to miyuta of people in chutz lords who may have written a get shalot lishma. So it's hey mamru behe mamru. The whole concern is only a figment of the imagination of the rabbis. They were concerned about such a far-fetched chashash. If it's really so, the get is no good. If the get is written shalot lishma, it's taka no good benatar. But you're not b'chuyib menator to be concerned about that because the miyuta to miyuta and loy chashin lo miyuta. So the whole concern that you're worried is on him in the rabban and say, hey, mom, hey, mom. So they say that Echad is believed. So here it's less of a problem. But, so the Gemara says, oh, him, shumi guna kila be rabbana, what's the kula? What's the kula over here that you believe in Eid Echad, but still, mid the rabbanan, you are concerned, maybe the get is written, shalot l'shma, And on Lishma Beget, it's not considered a Erechad Eva Misum. This should really be considered a matter of Dovash Bierva. You should really require Shnei Edim. So the Gemara says that the Shaliach is Medayik very much, since he's very Medayik. So that's why the Rabbanan, they gave them honest to the Shaliach. Same as the Gemara says there in Yevamos on Daf Peches. How do you rely on Eid Echad? So the Gemara says, Mishum Migun Akila Be Rabbanan. Why? Because he should daika a mitzvah. Or because, either because the Eid Echad won't want to tell a lie. The Eid Echad will be very Medayik because it's a milsa David in the Glui, Loi Meshachri Inshi. If the husband comes back alive, the Eid Echad will be dead, embarrassed. And people don't want to get caught red-handed in a lie, so they'll certainly be medayik very much to make sure the Eid Echad is not going to say Meis Baila unless he knows 100% sure that he's dead. Or that the woman will be medayik. She won't want to remarry. She won't be prepared to remarry unless she's absolutely certain that her husband is dead, because Mitercha Meshach Marta Allah B'Sofa Hikalta Allah B'Tchilos. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why somebody is medayik. Either the Isha is medayik not to remarry without knowing for sure, or the Eid Echad is going to testify, is going to be medayik. So the same over here, the Gemara says, the Eid Echad, the Shaliach Lailocha, is going to say, Bifan and Echtav, is going to be medayik very much. But that's only the Eid Echad is going to say, the Shaliach Lailocha is going to say, that Bifan and Echtav is going to tell us that it's written in the Shema. What if the Eid Echad is going to say, Bifan and Echtav, then he's going to go back to Medina Sayyam? He's not going to stay here. He came for business and he's gone back to Medina Sayyam. So how are we going to know later on that the get was really written l'shma? So the Gemara says, let the Eid Echad testify b'fan an echad, let the Shliach la'alacha say it b'fnei shnayim, so they'll be able to say it over. Nikra din should really be Eid mipi Eid. It should be no good. Eid mipi Eid is not acceptable. Taisa says in Ksubas Dav Chof, Eid mipi Eid is good if the original Eidim testified in the presence of Bezdin. And two Eidim testify, Shamainu Hechnis Kabla Eidus Bifnei Bezdin. We heard the way Bezdin was Mekabalitis of two Eidim. So that's not a violation, Tesis says. Not all the Rishonim agree, but Tesis writes like that. That's a famous Tesis of Chof in Ksubis, that Eidim Epa, the Psul doesn't apply whenever the first Eidim testified in front of Bezdin. Over here, the first Eid Echad Ushlech La'aloch is saying Shalom Bifnei Bezdin. So it's really Eidim Epa. So that's part of Mishum Igun, Ukilah Brabban, and the Mekal on that. If Eid Echad is good, so there's no problem of Eid Mipi Eid either. So they were Mekel, but they were not prepared to be Mekel that the next Eid Echad should be good. Bifnei Kamu Hunosan Lo, say Bifnei Eid Echad. So the Eid Echad will be able to say over later that the Shliach Lailocha said that it was written Lishma. That's not enough. You have to have two Eidim. The original Shliach Lailocha, he's Medayik. So they gave a special Nemanis to the Shliach Lailocha, but the Eid Mipi Eid is just telling over, he doesn't have any special Neman. So then the Gemara says, you have to have two Eid. So the Gemara first thought like this. If you hold like Rabbah, that why do you need Shliach Lailocha to say Bifan and Echta because of the concern? Eid became Lishma, so then it's not a Kimashtar. It doesn't have to be, he doesn't have to say Bifan and Echta, Bifan and Echta in the presence of a Bezen. It's good enough if he says Bifnei Shnayim, but if you hold Bishum Eidim and Tzum Lekadim, you need Kiyamashtar. So Kiyamashtar, we know from Masechus Ksubis, has to be Bifnei Bezen, then it has to be Bifnei Shloshit. Then the Gemara says, no, we just ascertained, we didn't do it yet, on Dav Dalet, that Rabbi Islay Derab, everybody agrees that Bifana Nechtev is a form of Kiyamashtar. So everyone should agree that if it's Kiyamashtar, everyone should agree Bifnei Shloshit. How can it be an opinion in the Gemara b'fnei kamanos or b'fnei shnayim? How can it be an opinion b'fnei shnayim? So the Gemara says, no, b'fnei shnayim is a different issue. We know that the whole need for kiyum hashtar is only b'derabbanon. That's how the Gemara says over here in Gimel Aman Aleph. The whole kiyum hashtar is only b'derabbanon. Because of Reish Lakish's rule, Eidem Aksim al hashtar, Nasei Kemishin Nech Grei Dusim Ebezim. Not only rabbis, b'fana nechtav is only b'derabbanon. It's not a din min haTorah. Lo miboy, according to Rabbi, it's not min haTorah because it's a miyuta and a miyuta, and even Rameh is not chayish le miyuta and a miyuta. Even according to Rabbi, kiyum hashtar, the whole need for kiyum hashtar that you ever have is always only mid rabbanon. The Gemara says why? Because of Reish Lakish, kid the Reish Lakish. Eidim aksim al hashtar nasi kemish nechru dismas. I have to figure out what that means soon. So since the whole need for kiyum hashtar is only mid rabbanon, so that's why you have a lot of kulas. So the Gemara says one of the many coolest that you have because of the fact that Kim Ashtar is only the Rabbanon is that Eid Nasa Dayan. That what? There is a machloikis in the Gemara here on Hayam Beis. The Gemara says and the cross reference them, it's signed to Kiddush and Daf Mem Gimel. There is a machlokes there, Bishamah and Beisilo, whether Shaliach Nasaid or Ain Shaliach Nasaid. The case there happens to be by Kiddushin. Same thing by Get. By Kiddushin, a man appoints a Shliach to give the ring to the Kala to say, Ariat Mukudeshesli. And then the Shliach delivers the ring to the girl in the presence of Eid Echod. And he's going to serve as the other Eid Echod. There are going to be two Eidim. One is going to be the Shliach and one is going to be the other Eid Echod. So if the Chosin himself gives the ring to the Kala in the presence of Eid Echod, we would paskin that that's no good. That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Whether Mekadosh be Eid Echod, Choshishim l'Kiddushin or Ein Choshishim l'Kiddushin. So in Shulchan Aruch we paskin Ein Choshishim l'Kiddushin. You have to have two kosher Eidim. So if the Baal, if the Chosin gives the ring to the Kala in the presence of Eid Echod Kosher, you don't say, well, let the Chosin serve as the other Eid. So you have the Chosin as one Eid, and the Eid Echod is another Eid, one is two. No, the Chosin is the Baal Dover. The Chosin is not Kosher Eidus. So if the Chosin gives the ring in person, he has to give the ring to the Kala in presence of two Kosher Eidim. A lot of times at a wedding, you have no Kosher Eidim. You just have relatives. No Kosher Eidim. So you have to make sure that you have two Kosher Eidim watching when the Chosin gives over the ring to the Kala. So the shayla there in the machlek is b'shamim and b'sil and kiddush and daf mem gimel is what if the chosin is not giving the ring in person? The chosin sent the shaliach. Shaliach is going to give the ring to the kala in the presence of eid echad kosher. Kin the shaliach, shaliach is not related neither to the chosin nor to the kala. He's not a korban. He's not a gangster. He's not a rasha. He's a shomer shabbos, a religious man. He doesn't cheat in business. Cheating in business is more important than being religious. Cheating in business, if a person is a ganef, that he's posel eidus l'choladeis. That's what it says in the Chumash. Atash is Eid Chem Rosh, Eliyah is Eid Chomas. So an Eid Chomas, a Ganav, is possible Eid Chol HaDes. A man is not Shem HaShabbos, that's a Machlekes Abaye Verova. That's one of the six Yalka Gams that we happen to Paskin like Abaye. The Mem of Yalka Gam is Mum Marech on the Velis Lahachas. So we Paskin that he's also possible Eid, but the guy is dishonest in business, the guy who steals from others, he cheats in business, he for sure is possible Eid. So let's say you have the Shliach Lo'eloch is not related neither to the Chos nor to the Kala, and he's an honest person, he's a Shem B'Shabbos, he's Kosher Le'edis. So that's a Machlekes B'Shama and B'Sul. So B'Shama I say, Ein Shliach Nasei. How can the Shliach serve as an Eid Echad? Shliach is Pasul Le'edis. Shluch Shlodim Kemoi. So the Shliach is doing the Maisa Kiddushin. So he's the Baldover. Just like if the Chosin does the Kiddushin, the Chosin is the Baldover. So Shluch Shlodim Kemoi. So the Shliach is also the Baldover. Whoever does the Maisa Kiddushin. The Bala Maisa is the Baldover. And we Paskin like this Hillel that the Shliach, even though he's giving the ring, he's not Pasalatus. He's Kashalatus. So we Paskin Shliach Nasei. Fine. So the Gemara schleps that in. The Gemara says, should I say, just like we have a rule Shliach Nasei, so too, Eid Nasa Dayan, the Eid, who's saying, Befananachtam, he can turn around and serve as one of the three members of the Bezdin to mimikabel his own Haggadah Seidus. Or do you say no? Ein eid nasa dayan. Thank you very much. So the Gemara says it looks like that's the machlokes. Whether b'fnei shnayim, b'fnei kama hu nosna lo, when the shliach la'ilocha says b'fana nechtav, does he say it in the presence of two or three? The machlokes is whether eid nasa dayan. He's the eid. He's testifying b'fana nechtav, b'fana nechtav. Then he's going to turn around and serve as one of the three members of the Bezdin to be Mekabel his own Eidus. So the Gemara says, maybe it's similar to that Machlekes Besinle Beishamai, whether Shaliach Nasa Eid, Beishamai hold, Ein Shaliach Nasa Eid. How can I have the same person do the Maisa Kiddushin and turn around all of a sudden to serve as one of the Eidim? But he's the Bala Maisa. He's the Baldova. He's Pasul Eidus. So we don't Paskin like Beishamai, we Paskin like Besilil. The same person, the Shliach, who did the Maisa Kiddushin, can turn around and serve as an aid. It's not a contradiction. So should I say, just like, that's what Rashi says, should I say, just like Shaliach Nasa Eid, we accept Beisil's Shita. So to Eid Nasa Dayan, the aid who testifies can turn around and serve as a Dayan, to Mimba Kabbalah's own aid. So they say, no, that you can't do. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's not possible. That can't be a Machlekes B'Sham and Beisil. But Kaimalan, the din is that Eid Eid Nasa Dayan. That's not subject to Machlokes. And over here, Kaimalan, that Eid Nasa Dayan, because Kiyam Ashtar is only Midir Rabbanan. We said on Gimel Amanal, of Kiyam Ashtar all the time is only Midir Rabbanan. So by Dinam Midir Rabbanan, the rule is that Eid is Nasa Dayan. So where is there a room for a Machlokes over here, whether Bifnei Shnaim or Bifnei Shloisha? What's the Machlokes, whether Eid Nasa Dayan or not? The rule is Eid Nasa Dayan. And by Kiyam Hashtar, it's only the Rabbanon. So the rule of Choladei says that, yes, it is Nasa Dain. So there's no room for any, there's no Machlekes over here. Mar says, no, the Machlekes is a different story. Eid Nasa Dain, yeah, that's good. If the Eid is a man, if the Eid is not a relative, so then it's Shach to say Eid Nasa Dain. Sometimes you'll send a woman to serve as the Shliach Lahilacha. So the woman is going to say, Befanenechtem, the woman has Nemanis. The woman has the same Nemanis that any other Eid Echad has. How do you believe in Eid Echad by Dovah Shabiyah? The Gemara says, Mishumi Guna Kila Be Rabbanah. Same as by Meis Bailo. In Atari, you need Shnei Eidin by Meis Bailo. It's a Dovah Shabiyah. The Rabbanah, they were Mekel. Mishumi Guna Kila Be Rabbanah. Because Daiko Minsevo, either because the Eid Echad is very Medayik, or because the Isha is going to be very Medayik. So the din is that the Eid Echad is Neman to say Meis Bailo. Even if it's an Isha, even if it's a Karev, even if it's all absurd, it's anyway an Eid Echad. It's anyway an Eid Echad, it's not acceptable in HaTorah. So I mean, the Rabbanim, they were makel to accept the Eidus of an Eid Echad, the same as Baila. So the Echad can be even a Karev and even an Isha. So the same over here. They were makel to say that the Shaliach Lahiloch is going to be very Medayik to say B'fananechtam, B'fananechtam, even though it's a Dovish Adyeri, you should have required two Eidim. But Daiko Minsuva, the Eid Echad, we say the Eid Echad is Medaik over here. So the Eid Echad can even be a relative, it can be an Isha. But if it's going to be a relative or an Isha, then he cannot turn around and serve as one of the three members of the Bezin. No. The Bezin has to be a normal Bezin. They're not more Medaik than anybody else. The Shlich Laloche has a special Nemonis because of a special Daikonis. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the Machloikis Hamaroim. Whether Bifnei Shnaim or Bifnei Shlosha, in the event that the Shliach Lailoch as an Isha is going to be a Karev, so for sure, he cannot turn around and serve as one of the three members of the Bezin. It's not Shach to say Eid Nasa Dain. Maybe the Machlekes is, when you make Gzeira de Rabbanon, never to permit Eid Nasa Dain here. Because often the Shliach Lailoch will be an Isha, will be a Karev. So the Gemara says, that's the Machlekes. Whether Bifnei Shnaim or Bifnei Shlosha, the answer is, it's always Bifnei Shloisha. Even if it's Bifnei Shnaim, it's also Bifnei Shloisha. You have a Bezna for the Kiyam Hashtar. Why do you need a Bezna for Kiyam Hashtar? So that's what the Gemara says. Everybody agrees. Rabbi Islay the Rabbi. Rabbi also agrees that Bifanei Nechtav is an act of Kiyam Hashtar. And the Gemara says that Kiyam Hashtar is only needed Kavah Terukula. Kiyam Hashtar is only needed Midi Rabbanan. And at third, there's no need for Kiyam Hashtar. That's why the Gemara has a lot of Kulas. The Gemara has many Kulas with respect to Kiyam Hashtar. Normally we have a pasuk chumash, v'hu ad bivolov. What do we learn out from the pasuk v'hu ad bivolov by sharamuad? When a short time is nogeach three times, it becomes a sharamuad. So the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, v'hu ad bivolov. The witnesses testify in the presence of the balashar. So the Gemara says that teaches us, that pasuk teaches us a din that ein mekablam edus ela b'fnei bal din. If you want to give testimony against someone, someone's detriment, that he owes money, you have to be mekabalatus in his presence. So the Gemara says that by kiyam shtaris, because it's only needed by the Rabbanan, we mekel that you don't need kiyam ashtar bifnei halover. You can be mekayim mishtar shelo bifnei halover. The Gemara has many other kulas because of the assumption that kiyam ashtar is only by the Rabbanan. When we say that kiyam ashtar is only by the Rabbanan, what case are we talking about? We're talking about a case where the malveh comes and he says, you owe me $100,000 and here's the shtar. And the lova screams, I don't know who you are. I never saw you before. The shtar, he looks at the shtar. The shtar is mezuyev. The whole thing is a forgery. It can't be true. The whole thing is mezuyev. We're saying, kiyam hashtar is only by the rabbanon when the lova is there and he screams mezuyev. Well, you say, no. If the lova is there and he screams mezuyev, then the kiyam hashtar will be min haTorah. What do you mean? There's no shtar. Kiyam hashtar is only by the rabbanon if you have a shtar. If the loiva says it's mezuyev, so you don't have a shtar. It means if the loiva is not here, the loiva died, you're collecting from the yisayim, you're collecting from the lekucha, shaloiva fana. So then the need for kiyam hashtar is only midirabbanan. That's a little bit unclear in the Gemara. When we say that kiyam shtar is only midirabbanan, does it apply in all cases? Even when the loiva screams that it's mezuyev, or only when the loiva is not around? So that's what the Ktsayis on Choshe Mishpat, the Simen of Kiyam Shtar, Simen Menvov, quotes from the Mordechai, quotes from Rabin Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, one of the Bali Atos. He says, when the Loiva screams Mezuyev, of course Kiyam Hashtar will be needed Min HaTorah. The only time it says all over in the Gemara, all the Kulas, because Kiyam Shtar is only the Rabbanan, and Dab Gimla Medalev, and all the other Gemaras, Kidrei Shlokish, the kiyum hashtar is the rabbanon, so you have a lot of kulas. That only goes in a case where the loyva is not present. Let's say here, the husband, the wife is ready to remarry, or the wife ready did remarry. The husband comes and he says, what's going on? I never divorced my wife. She says, what do you mean? But I have a get. The shliach la'alacha gave me a get. He says, it can't be. I never authorized the writing of a get. The whole get must be mezuyif. So maybe when the Baal comes and he's ma'ara and he says the get is mezuyif, maybe then you need kiyum hashtar min ha'Torah. Maybe then kiyum hashtar will be min ha'Torah. So that's Rabbi Avigdor Katz says like that. The Baal HaTos, he claims, whenever the one against whom the shtar testifies, the das ha'mischayiv, the husband in the case of the get, or the loiva in the case of the shtar halvoa, the moicha in the case of the shtar mechira, and so on, whenever the party is there, the Baal HaShtar is there, and he says outright that the shtar is mezuyev, then you need kiyum hashtar min ha'Torah. That's not the accepted opinion. We assume in Choshe Mishpat that even when the loiva is present and he's screaming mezuyev, the need for kiyum hashtar is only with the Rabban. The Rambam comes over here and introduces an Hilchas Gerushin, and we don't understand the Rambam. The Rambam introduces a new chiddush. He says, by a get, if the husband claims the get is mezuyev, so the husband has no manus min ha'Torah. In any other shtar, the Rambam never writes like that. The Rambam writes that kiyum shtar is only with the Rabbanan, you have all the kulas that you can do kiyum hashtar shalai b'fonov, and so on and so forth, many more kulas in ksubas. So why does the Rambam split between a get? By a get, if the Baal comes and is ma'arer, the Gemara says the Baal is ma'arer. Special namanas of the Baal. What kind of a special namanas of the Baal? So the Rambam says, that's a din min ha'Torah. The Baal comes and he says, the get is mezuyah, if the Baal has namanas min ha'Torah. Why should the Baal have namanas min ha'Torah if the loiva doesn't have namanas min ha'Torah to say that the get is, the shtar choyv is mezuyah? So we don't know exactly why. It's a very problematic Rambam. The Pashtus is not like the Rambam and not like Rabbi Avigdor Koen said. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that all kiyum hashtar is always only with the Rabbanan, even if the loiva is there and he's screaming that it's mezuyev, even if the Baal is there and he screams that it's mezuyev, min ha'Torah that you don't need any kiyum hashtar. Yeah, well, what kind of a din is that? So the Gemara says, because kidei reish lakish, eidim achstim amal hashtar nasa kemisha nechrei dusam mebeznan. What does that mean? What kind of a lashon is that? Eidim achstim amal hashtar nasa kemisha nechkero eidusam mebeznan. What does that lashon mean? See, in Ksubas Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, they give you the cross reference. In Ksubas Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara there is talking about Kim Sheigit Shimon Achayzer Amagid. Once the witnesses testify that Reuben owes Shimon money, and then later on they want to back out and they give a whole explanation why they gave Eid Sheket. They don't like him. They're trying to get even with the person. So we say Kim Sheigit Shimon Achayzer Amagid. We don't allow them to back down from their testimony. So the Gemara raises the possibility, maybe that's only Kivin Shehigit if they gave Hagor to say this Balpeh. What if witnesses signed the shtar, they Reuven owe Shimon $1,000, and then they come Balpeh and they say what it says in the shtar is not true. They say, Ksav Yodenu, who's the Avaleh Sheker Headnu. We signed falsely. So the Gemara says the same thing, just like if the witnesses will testify Balpeh, we apply the rule Kivin Shehigit Shimon Echoizam Mag, we learn that from a Pasuk. So too, if they sign a shtar, it's also considered Haggadah Seidus. Given Shigit Shemin Echazer Magid. Why? So the Gemara said, because Eidem Achsim Amal Shtar, Nase Kemisha Nechgeru Eidusan Ebezim. What did they gain by saying Nase Kemisha Nechgeru Eidusan Ebezim? Because the Halacha says, the Loshon of the Tesept is, Given Shigit Shemin Echazer Magid, Misha Nechgeru Eidusan Ebezim. That's the Loshon of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch also. When does that din set in? Given Shigit Shemin Echazer Magid. The witnesses testify. We say Reuben murdered Shimon. No, we're kidding. It's all a joke. So they can't back out. So if it's Terke de Diba, for sure they can back out. That's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, in Perek Merube. That Kim Shigin Shimon Chayza Magid doesn't apply if they're Chayza Bohem, if they back out Terke de Diba. What if it's not Terke de Diba? But Bezin didn't have a chance to do it Rishon B'Chakira yet. The witnesses come and they say with all seriousness, the Reuben murdered Shimon on Sunday afternoon, and trying to give all the details, the whole story. And then Bezin didn't have a chance yet. Bezin starts to ask him a lot of detailed questions. Was he wearing a coat when he murdered him? Was he wearing a coat? Was he wearing a sweater? Was it raining? Was it snowing? Was it sunshining? And then they see they're not going to get away with this because they're asking the two witnesses, Eshlev if Nezer. So they both back out and say, we told a lie. The whole thing is not true. So it's not Terke de Dibur. They already finished the whole Agoda Seidus. And they're backing out Shalot Terke de Dibur. So the Tosefta says, Kivin is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Tosefta says, Nishanekre dus and the bezdin, then it's considered niskablo haidus. Before drishva hakira, it's not considered as if there was a kabbalah haidus bezdin. So that's the lashon of the Resh Lakish. The original memory of Resh Lakish is there in Ksubis in the context of Kibin Shigin Shimon Lechazon Magid. So the Gemara says, Eidim Achsimim al Ashtar, if the Eidim has signed on Ashtar, that's considered Niskab Lohaydis Bebezin. Nasa Kimisha Nechkere Dusim Bebezin is considered like Kabbalah Seydis Bebezin after Drisha Bechakira, and the Mela the Din sets in that Kibin Shigin Shimon Lechazon Magid, the Eidim can't back out. Yeah, but why do they quote that Lashon over here with respect to... here they're trying to say that Kiyum Shtaris is only the Rabbanon. The way it's usually assumed, Kiyum Shtaris is only the Rabbanon, not like the Rambam, and not like Rabbi Avigdor Klein Tzedek. Usually assumed, even if the Baal says Mezuyev, and even if the Loiva says Mezuyev, the Nid for Kiyum Shtaris is also only mid the Rabbanon. So how does the memory of Resh Lakish imply that even Eidim Achsimu al Ashtar Nasa Kimishin Nechkura Eidusim Ibezdin, and therefore Kim Ashtar is only with the Rabbanon? Where do you see that in the Lashon of Resh Lakish? It's a little problematic over here. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has in his Sefer an interesting comment in Parshanis of in explaining the Lashon of Resh Lakish. He comments on the Nemukah Yosef. There's a Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the last two lines. Itma mepnei ma tiknu zman begit. So the Gemara says that every get has to have a zman, has to say what date the husband, the day that the Edom are writing the get. It's not necessarily going to be the day on which the get is going to be delivered. The husband writes a get today, and then he gives it to Shlich La'aloch. Shlich La'aloch is going to go to Medina Sayam, or he's going to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to take him a month till he gets there, 2 months till he gets there. It can take a half a year. So it's not really the Zman of the Gerishin, it's going to be the Zman of the Ksivis HaGet. So the Gemara wants to know, why did they introduce Midirabbanon? Why did they require Zman in the Get? So the Nebuki Yosef in Sanhedrin, on Daf Lamed Beis, asks the question, what do you mean if they might take the Zman begin? Shouldn't the requirement for Zman in a get be min ha-Torah? Why does the Gemara assume that it's only Midirabbanon? The Gemara says there in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Beis. Daf Lamed Beis is the beginning of the fourth parak in Sanhedrin. So it says, Echadini Mamanus Vechadini Nefashis Bidrisha Vechakira. The Psukim in Chumash Devarim only speak about Vedarashta Vechakarta Vishalta Heitev. The Gemara adds up all the time that it says Vedarashta Heitev Vishalta Vechakarta. It says seven times. It says by Yemeni Tachas and by Retzeach and by Yerim Zemimim, I think. It says three times. You add up all expressions, that adds up to some total of seven. So that's how the Gemara establishes the requirement for seven Drishas, Sheva Chakiras. Beza Mokam, Beza Zman, Beza Shor, and so on. The Gemara has that's considered a real drasha from the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSpem. How many times a word appears in the Chumash? We spoke before Sukkot. How do you know that you need three hadassim? So the Gemara says, because it says, anaf, eight tzovas. It says the word three times. How do you know that you need three defanas in a sukkah? So the Gemara says, basukas, basukas, basukas. You add up how many times the word sukkah appears. How do you know that lamatah tzovas malachas? And one Tana says, because the word malacha, malachta, malachas appears in Chumash from the beginning of Bereshis till the end of Dvarim. It appears 39 times. So that's how we establish that there were lamatah tzovas malachas. The Gemara considers that one in the Midrash HaTorah and the Resh HaSpem. So the Gemara establishes, based on the series of psukim, that it says in three parshios, by Yerini Dachas, by Yerim Zemim, by Retzeh, it says, V'derashta v'chakarta v'shalta eitev, so the Lashonis appears seven times, so you add it all up, so you need Sheva Chakiris. So one could have argued the point and said, maybe that's only in Dinim Nefashis. Maybe in Dinim Amnis there's no need for Drisha v'chakira. So the Mishnah says wrong. Echad din imamus ve'echad din nefashis v'drish v'chakira. Shenei ma mishpatechad yelachem. Mishpatechad yelachem. The pashah pshat and the pasuk doesn't mean that. Pashah pshat mishpatech yelachem ala gera gav b'seichichem. That you treat everybody equally in the eyes of the law. Whether you're a kohen, a levi, Yisrael, or a gera, a nasan, or a mamzer. Everybody's treated the same. So the Gemara says there's an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. Mishpatechad yelachem. We treat din imamus the same as din in the pashah. Just like in Eidus of Din in the Fashas, we require Drisha V'Chakira, and it's not considered Neskab L'Eidus Bebezin until after they ask all the Sheva Chakiras, till they ask and they get the answers. If the Eidim don't give the answers, so it's not Neskab L'Eidus and Bebezin, and there's no din of kim shehigin shuvin echayz magid. They didn't finish the Haggadah Seder. So to bad din mammonis mishpatecha yelachem. You also need the shevach hakira, the drish of hakira. Bezn has to ask all the questions. So the Gemara sounds like it says over there in Sanhedrin, daf lamed beis amadav, the first daf, the first piece of Gemara, and perkei echad din mammonis, that shtar in the case of din mammonis requires man min haTorah based on this pasuk, based on this din in the Mishnah, echad din mammonis ve'echad din in the pashas need drish of hakira. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef on the side of the riff there on Sanhedrin, the beginning of the fourth paragraph, the kasha. So what is the Gemara saying? Gittin. If they might take this man be gittin, so takana de rabbanon, that every get has to have zman. The Edom have to write this man the day on which they're writing the get. A get is the hashtar. The Edom are signing because it's a hashtar raya. So of course you have to have zman. Zman is the drish of a hakira. If you're going to have a hagodah say this without drish of a hakira, it doesn't get off the ground. So the Nebuki Yosef gives a Karif is the answer, which Rab Chaim in his Sefer is not happy with. So the Nebuki Yosef says al derech ha-charifas, really. It's a pshetl. He says, min ha-Torah avada in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they needed zman and a get, because that's the did. Echad din mamas ve'echad din nefash mishpatachad yelachem, you always need rishim ha-chakira. With the Rabbanan, however, the Gemara says there on Daf Lamed Beis, in Sanhedrin, they did away with the need for drisha v'hakira and dini mamonis. Kedesha lo tino delis bifnei lovin. People will be afraid to lend money to someone in need, because then if the fellow's going to give me a hard time paying back the money, I have to bring Edom. The Edom have to remember exactly what day the halvah took place. How are they going to remember the halvah took place a year ago? How are they going to remember? Everyone keeps a diary. Everybody writes down everything that they saw in the course of the day. How are they going to remember? They're going to remember Beza Yom, Beza Shor Bayom, and Beza Mokum. They're going to remember where I lent them the money. I'll be happy if they'll remember that I lent them the $1,000. They should not remember this man and the Mokum. So people are going to be afraid to lend money, large amounts of money, to anybody else, because it'll be hard to prove it in Bezdin, because the Edom may not remember this man and the Mokum. So the Rabbanan, Kadesh Lotan Adolz Bifnei Lovin, made a takana that if the Edom don't know, the Zman HaMakom is also good. You don't need Drish V'Chakira Midirabbana. So then the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says that at the time that Midirabbana they abolished the need for Drish V'Chakira and Mammonis, so they really should have abolished the need in the case of Gittin as well. Why? Why does it follow naturally? I don't know. So the Gemara asks, if they might take the Zman to Gittin, why did they reinstitute Zman? Minatorah, of course he needs zman in every get. But once at the Kufa Satanoim, when they abolished the need for zman in Shtori Momin, so they should have abolished the need for zman in a get as well. So why did they reinstitute it midirabban? There must be a special reason. Why? So the Gemara has the machlokes. Shelo yichap al basa chois or mishum peris. The machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish on the bottom of Yud Zayin Menon. So Abchaim Soloveitchik has a tain against this. He shows why he thinks it just doesn't work out in the Gemara. So what's taka the answer to the question of the Muki Yosef? What is the Gemara saying? They matik is man begitten. You need zman and a get menater. If the get is going to serve as a shtar rai is a hagodah sedus. So every hagodah sedus you have to have zman and mokum. They have to say when and where did they see that this happened. What time, what day was it, what time of the day, and where were they at the time that they heard the husband say that he's interested in divorcing his wife? You don't have Zman HaMakom, so there's no go to say this. So Rav Chaim answers, no. Drisha v'chakira is not a din in Hilcha Seidus. It's a din in Bezdin's accepting Eidus. The Loshon HaPasuk reads, V'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. Bezdin has no right to accept Eidim unless they'll do the Drisha v'chakira. That's how the Rambam writes also. It's not a Chiddush in the Rambam. The Rambam just matik the pasuk like that. The Rambam lists off in the beginning of every section, Hilcha Seidus, Hilcha Sanhedrin, Hilcha Shabbos, Hilcha Avodas Yom Kippurim, every section in the Rambam. So he starts off by listing the whole Sefer, the whole Mishnah Torah of the Rambam starts off with the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the long version, where there's a paragraph on each one of the 613 mitzvahs. Then he has the Minyan HaMitzvahs Biktzora on two pages. He gives you two lines for every mitzvah. And then he starts going with the Mishnah Torah. So every section he introduces by saying how many mitzvahs he's going to explain here. The whole purpose of the Mishnah Torah is to explain which are the 613 mitzvahs. That's what learning Torah is all about. What does it mean to learn Torah? People think to sharpen your mind. There are people with dull minds. They're also yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If you learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you say Tilim, you're also yotzei Talmud Torah. No. Talmud Torah means that the Talmud Torah and the Rambam means to know what are the 613 mitzvahs and what are all the details of those 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam first lists off which are the 613 mitzvahs. That's what it says in the Chumash. Lamadatem osam, ushmartem las osam. You should learn all the 613 mitzvahs and you should observe them. So Talmud Torah means to learn the 613 mitzvahs. So first the Rambam gives you the listing of the 613 mitzvahs. And then he starts giving you the details. In this section I'm going to cover the following 15 mitzvahs. In this section I'm going to cover the following 10 mitzvahs, and so on. So when the Rambam consistently quotes this mitzvah, the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. I don't know if I would have. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. Drisha v'chakira. I don't think I would have counted it as a mitzvah. But the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. So the Rambam counts mitzvah la'bezen lidrash v'lachkar es ha'edim. He doesn't say it's a din in Hilchas Seidus that the Edom have to say Zman HaMochon. It's not a din in Hilchas Seidus, it's a din in Bezdin's accepting the Edus. Bezdin has no right to mimikabel Edus unless they do with the Rashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitev mitzvah la Bezdin lidrash v'lachkar es ha'edim. And if the Bezdin doesn't do their job, they didn't do the Dusha HaKira, then they had no right to accept the Edus in the first place. And the Mele, the din of Kim Sheigit Shemun HaChayis HaMaga doesn't set in. It's not Kim Sheigit who are dying lo higit, because the Haggadah Chutz LeBezdin doesn't count. Bezdin has to be Mekabalaitis. So Rab Chaim explains in his Sefer on the Rambam, Bamed Var Mamurim, that's if you have a Haggadah Seidus Baal Peh. Haggadah Seidus Baal Peh has to be in this Kabbal Bifnei Bezdin. That's the Gemara on Heim and Beis. Bifnei Kamahu Nos Nolo. It's a Haggadah Seidus. Haggadah Seidus has to be Bifnei Bezdin. Like a Kiyam Ashtar has to be Bifnei Bezdin because it's Haggadah Seidus. Haggadah Seidus Baal Peh has to be Bifnei Bezdin. But a Shtar doesn't have to be Bifnei Bezdin. How do you know? When the Edim sign a shtar, maybe when the Edim sign a shtar, let's say a ksuba, when the Edim sign a ksuba, maybe it's Haggadah Seidus Bifnei Bezdin. Maybe you have to have a Bezdin watching. It's ridiculous. Whoever has a Bezdin watching, how do you know it's not true? Maybe you do need a Bezdin watching. So Rab Chaim proves it from the fact that the Mishnah talks about the Edim signing a get balayla. So the din is you can't have a Kabbalah Seidus balayla. Because there's no yeshivas bezin balayla. Can't aim a kabbalah eidus balayla because there's no kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla. The din is done in bayom megomer balayla. If the bezin started a moshe bezin bayom, they can continue the yeshivas bezin into the middle of the night. There's a din Torah that's taken forever. So as long as they started before the shkia, so there was a kviyas yeshivas bezin bayom, so done in bayom megomer balayla, they can continue into the night. But you can't begin the kabbalah, you can't begin the yeshivas bezin balayla. So there are Mishnayis about Nichta Balayla and Nechta Balayla is good. If the get is written Balayla and the Edom sign of Balayla is good. So Rab Chaim said, how can it be good? But Kabbalah Seidus has to be Bifnei Bezin and there's no Bezin Balayla. So obviously when the Edom sign, it's a double potion, when the Edom sign a shtar, you don't need a Bezin watching. The Loiva authorizes the Edom to sign a shtar Havoah. You don't need a Bezin watching. Rab Chaim proved it from the fact that you can sign a shtar balayla. So here is a stunt. Here we have a trick. You have Edus is chal without the benefit of a bezin. Normally Edus is only chal if you have a Kabbalah Seidus Bifnei Bezin. Here Edus is chal without a bezin. So Rab Chaim says, whenever you have a stunt, whenever you have such a trick that you can accomplish a chalois Edus without a bezin, then there's no need for Drisha V'Hakira. The din of Drisha V'Hakira doesn't start off as a din in Hilchas Edus. It starts off as a din in Bezdin has to be with the Rashta v'chakarta v'shalta heitav. It's mitzvah la Bezdin lidrash v'lachkar es ha'edim. And if they didn't do their job, they didn't do the drisha v'chakir, they have no right to accept the edus. That's only b'amid b'amamurim. If it's edus bal peh, but if it's a shtar has to be midas ha'mischayv. If the das ha'mischayv authorizes the edim to write a shtar, the shtar will obtain the status of a haggadah edus without any bezdin. You can write a shtar balayla. There's no bezin balayla. So since the shtar is a stunt way, is a trick way to accomplish a haggadah seidus without requiring a bezin, so therefore there's no need for zman. Because the whole need for zman is only if bezin is mekabaliyadis. So Rab Chaim thinks that maybe that's why Rish Lakish says, Eidim achtumam ala shtar, nasa kemisha nechkiro eidusam bezin. It's the equivalent of Eidim Baal Peh, what Bezin did at Drish V'Hakira. So if you do Bishtar, there's no Bezin in the picture, there's no Bezin, so there's no Drish V'Hakira. But it's Nasa Kemisha Nechre Dizim Bezin. Has the same validity, has the same tokef, the same status of Agoda Seydis. If it would have been Balpeh, would have required Bezin, Bezin would have had to make a Drisha V'chakira. The Estes Manamokim, so whenever it's Biksav, if it's legitimately Biksav, if you have Midas HaMeschaya, then there's no need for a Bezin, no need for a Bezin, no need for the Zmanamokim. So that's where Rish Lakish says, Nasa Kemisha Nechre Dizim Bezin. Has the full tokef, the full validity, the full strength of a Haggadah Seder that would have been given by Peh Bifnei Bezin, which would have required a Drisha V'Chakira. So here, it's if it's B'Torah Shtar, you don't need the Bezin, you don't need the Drisha V'Chakira, and we apply right away. Kim Shigat Shibin Achayzem Magen. Problem is, that's a fantastic, that's a very beautiful comment that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to contradict it. The simple reading of Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis Amin Aleph, says like the Nemuki Yosef, that is man, ashtar, mamin, minatora has to have zman. And it's only with the Rabbanan. Once they did away with the need for drisha v'hakira, that's why ashtari mamin don't need zman. The whole Nemuki Yosef started off, why is the Nemuki Yosef over there, and why didn't Nemuki Yosef write it over here and get? And the answer is because the whole kasha starts from Sanhedrin, daf lamed beis. So Rav Chaim stands on his head and he gives some kind of an answer to reinterpret the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But that's problematic. The answer that he gives is not so smooth. The simple reading of the Gemara does sound like the Nemuki Yosef read it. That Minatorah, Shtar Imaminis, needs man. And it's only with the Rabbanon. Once they abolished the need, Mepnei Kadesh Lotan Adelis Bifnei Lovin, they did away with the need for Drisha V'Hakira. So from that time on, you no longer need man in the Shtar Imamin. So that Rab Chaim deals with that in a Sefer. He gives some kind of an interpretation. So getting back again, it's usually assumed in Yilnei Gemara, not like this Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. That's a collector's item, and that Rambam is a gore, a mechudish dike Rambam. Rambam says that the Baal has an amonis min ha-Torah to say the get is mezuyif, but the loiva does not have an amonis min ha-Torah to say that shtar halva is mezuyif. It's tam apela, we don't understand the Rambam. Why does he distinguish between the husband has a special amonis to say mezuyif, and the loiva doesn't have the same amonis? Very, very strange. We know that there are differences. We know a get needs lishma, fine. But still, why should the Baal have namanis menatar? If the loiva doesn't have namanis menatar, we don't understand. So leaving out the shvera Rambam, the very shvera Rambam, and leaving out this Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, the Rambam is a pella. Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek is a chiddush, which the pashtus is, we don't assume so. We assume all the kulas in kiyum shtaris. We assume all the kulas apply, even if the loiva is screaming bloody murder that the shtar is mezuyif. Even if he's here and he says mezuyif, we also assume that kiyum shtar is only the rabban. So why is that so? So the Gemara says the official explanation is kidere shlokish damar shlokish edimach stima malashta nasa kemisha nechkura edusam didezm. So what has it got to do over here? How does that explain why the need for the kiyum shtar is in the rabban? We understand the lashon of Reish Lakish Nasa Kemisha Nechre Dusim Ebezin. We understand what it means in the context of Ksubas Daf Yud Ches and Beis. We apply the rule of Kivin Shigit Shubin Achayzer Magid, because the Tosefta says Kivin Shigit only applies Eidim Kivin Nechre Dusim Ebezin Shubin Yichalim Lachzabahem. So we understand the lashon. We understand the lashon the way Rab Chaim adds on that you don't need Rishav Hakira in Eidis Biksav, because you don't need a bezin. Whenever Eidim sign a shtar, whenever it's legitimate for Eidim sign a shtar, dainu, it's midas ha-meschaim, so it has the status of a shtar. So it becomes, and then you give the shtar to the malveh, so it attains the status of a hagodah seidis, even though you don't have the benefit of a bezin. So since you don't need a bezin, so there's no need for a drisha v'chayek. And that's a commission nechkrei dusam a bezin, and it's chal without drisha v'chayek. So we understand. We understand both of those, how the Lashon fits in. But how does Reish Lakish's memory explain why Tainus Mezuyif is only with the Rabban? So you have to add on over here. The original memory of Reish Lakish apparently is not, he's not dealing with that. The statement that he formulated is not to explain why Tainus Mezuyif is only with the Rabban. His statement, the way he formulated, is to explain why Kima Shehigid Shuman Achazor Magid applies equally to Eidus Biksav. Because Nasa Kemisha Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, after Nechrei Dusim Ebezin, Ein Yicholim Lachzabahem. But the Gemara is borrowing, just like Reish Lakish says over there, the rule, so too over here. So what's just like, so too, what's the rule? You have to say, the Gemara is saying a Chiddush. that a shtar is made, a shtar is Avodah Seydus. Shtar is Avodah Seydus. Shtar Raya is Avodah Seydus. So the shtar is made on itself that it's not Mizuyev. That's included in the Avodah Seydus of the shtar. Not only the shtar says that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, yeah, that's if it's an authentic shtar. But the Loibe screams that it's not authentic. He says, I don't know this man, I don't know who the man is. I never borrowed any money from him. The whole thing must be Mizuyev. So we say, no, the shtar is made that on itself that it's not Mizuyev. That's included in the memory of Reish Lakish. That's not, that explicitly he's not addressing this topic, but the Gemara borrows the memory of Reish Lakish to apply it to this instance as well, that a shtar is made on itself, that it's ain't a mezuyah. So the meila, the whole need for kima shtar is only midirabban. The loiva is going to say the shtar is a mezuyah. Now the shtar is made on itself that it's ain't a mezuyah. Malva is holding on to the shtar, and the malva claims, I lent the money. So the shtar is considered as if it has a hagada seydus on itself that it's ain't a mezuyah. So the meila, we don't believe the loiva when he says mezuyah. Achidish din. Shtar is made on itself that it's ain't a mezuyah. Chiddush din in Hilchas Shtar, yeah. You have another Chiddush din in Hilchas Shtar. You have a din, if the Malva lent money to the Loiva, and later on, the Loiva says paraiti. See, if the Loiva says, loy lovisi, what do you mean loy lovisi? The Malva has a Shtar. The Shtar says that he borrowed money. He can't say loy lovisi. What are you saying? Loy lovisi in the Shtar is mezuyah. He doesn't have the manas menatir to say mezuyah. Midirabbanan, if he says mezuyah, he need kim ashtar. Midirabbanan, but menatir doesn't have the manas to say mezuyah. But what if he says, so that I understand why the loiba is not nema to say loila visi? He's saying mezuyah, so the shtar contradicts him. But what if the loiba taina is paraiti? I paid already. So then the Gemara says, the loiba can't have the manas to say paraiti because shtar chabiyadi, my boy. If it's really true that the loiva paid off the halvoah, he would not have allowed the malva to continue holding on. What is he? He's such a fool. He borrowed $100,000 and he paid it back and he trusts the malva. In business, you don't trust anybody else. In business, you don't give back the payment unless he surrenders the shtar and you rip it up. You rip it up right away. You don't trust him. So the fact that the malva is still holding on to the shtar serves as a haychoche that the tain of the loiva that he says paraiti is not true. It's a ruba deleisa kamon. It's an umdina. Ruba deleisa kamon that the loiva is lying when he says paraiti because shtorcha biyodei my boy. So Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva where he talks about the kasha. The Gemara has a machlokes. Rav Shmuel by the holcha mamon achar haroiv. Can you be moitzi mamon from a muchzak based on a ruba deleisa kamon? Based on a roiv or not? And the maskana is ein holcha mamon achar haroiv. Cannot be moitzi mamon based on a rov. So how can the malva be moitzi the mamon from the loiva? The loiva tain is paraiti, and the malva doesn't have any. If the loiva would say loy lavisi, so the shtar contradicts the loiva. Shtar says that lova. But if the loiva doesn't say loy lavisi, the loiva says paraiti, so the shtar, the Haggadah Seydus of the shtar doesn't outright contradict the loiva. The fact that the malva is still holding on to the shtar is a ruba deleisa kamon. That's a raya that he didn't pay yet. Shtocha biyadi my boy. The fact that he's still holding on to the shtar is a raya that the loiva didn't pay. But it's only a ruba deleisa kamon. So how can the malva be moitzi mamon from the loiva based on a ruba deleisa kamon? This is the kasha that the achrayim ask. Unless you're going to say that it's such a strong, Rabbi Kivega has such a tshuva, that there are rare cases where we say, yes, holchem imamen achar harayv, that you can't be moitzi imamen based on a rayv. What would that be? If you have a case that Afila Rabbi Kivega quotes this Gemara on base on a base. If you have a case that Afila Rabbi Meir loy chayish lemiuta, it's only a miuta to miuta against a rayv, such a strong rayv, that there's only miuta to miuta against it, so even Rabbi Meir would be loy chayish lemiuta. In such a case, Rabbi Kivega writes in the tshuva that you could be moitzi imamen based on a rayv. So some achrayim want to say that this roiv is so strong, of the roiv of shtorcha biyodim abo is such a strong roiv, so that's why it could be moitzi mamon based on such a roiv. Is it really so? When you're dealing with two good friends, so sometimes he'll pay him back the roiv, even though the malva will not surrender the shtar. And the loiva will say, okay, don't forget to rip up the shtar, here's your $100, and shine. That's not such a, it's not a, is it really such a miyuta and a miyuta? The Gemara talks about the loiva sometimes being a tmimistic person, gullible, balance. Sometimes he'll be very tmimistic, tumas, yushar, and tanchen. And sometimes he'll let the malva hold on to the shtar. He paid him back $100,000 and he didn't surrender the shtar. So the Gemara says sometimes it will happen that he'll trust him that he's going to rip up the shtar and then he will not rip it up later on. So it's such a strong rive that it's only mute and mute against it. That's questionable. That answer is questionable. Rabbi Kiveger in his Chuvis comes up with an einfall of a teretz that Rabbi Baruch Ber attributes to Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Baruch Ber likes it so much. Rabbi Kiveger said it. That's great. Rabbi Chaim said it. It's even better. So Rabbi Kiveger has a teretz that goes as follows: since the ruba de leisa come on is that the Loiva probably did not pay up the chayiv, because if he paid up the chayiv, so shtoch b'yodim my boy. So whatever is probably the case is considered as if this too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar. Not only does the shtar testify that lovo, the shtar testifies that loy para. Kolzman, the malva is holding on to the shtar. And the ruba d'leisa kamon is, Kolzman, the malva is holding on to the shtar. You have to have tfisas bala shtar. The Das HaMeschayiv is the one who authorizes the writing of the shtar. The Loiva is the man whom we call the Das HaMeschayiv. The Malva is the Balashtar. The Balashtar is the one on whose behalf the shtar was intended. It's given over to the Malva. The Malva is holding on to it. Kolzman, the Malva is now holding on to the shtar, so the shtar doesn't give Haggadah Seidus. The Loiva writes a shtar that he owes $100,000 to the Malva. A lot of times, Kosev shtar Loiva hafal pishein Malva imoy. The Eidim will be authorized by the Loiva to write a shtar that he borrowed $100,000 from the Malva because the Loiva is interested in borrowing money. So he says to the Eidim, write a shtar, so I'll be ready with the shtar. If he lends me $100,000, I'll give him the shtar right away. He may not want to lend me the money unless I give him a shtar, then I won't have a sofer ready to write the shtar. He won't want to make the halva. He won't want to do the halva. So if the Loiva authorizes the Eidim to write a shtar, he's holding the shtar in his pocket. He didn't give it over to the Malva yet, so the Malva, so the shtar doesn't give any Haggadah Seidus yet. The shtar only begins to give Haggadah Seidus after the tfisas balashtar, after the Das HaMeschayiv hands it over to the balashtar. So once he hands it over to the balashtar, then the shtar gives Haggadah Seidus. So the shtar not only testifies on what it says, the shtar testifies even on things that didn't yet happen at the time that the Eidim signed it, as long as that's probably what happened. The likelihood is that that's probably what happened. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua writes like that. When the Eidim sign a get, what do they know? They just know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. A lot of people expressed interest in divorcing their wives, and they don't divorce their wives. Yesterday someone came to the yeshiva, and he chewed my ear off for an hour. He wants to divorce his wife. And I calmed him down, and I called up his wife, and I made peace, and he called on the phone today to say that they're still married. Okay. So people express interest in divorcing the wife, and they don't go through with it. So when the Eidim sign, when the Eidim sign a get, they don't know that they got divorced yet. The Eidim just signed that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. Then the husband gives this get to the Shliach Vailoch. It takes him 6 months till he travels to Medina Sayama, Teretz, or whatever it is. And then he gives the get to the Isha. The Isha holds on to the get later on. What does the Mishnah have yesterday? Lamedal and Besha. You Eidim Chos Malaget from Tein Tikkun Olam. What's the Tikkun Olam? So the Gemara said, "Lamed Vavam and Aleph." Maybe the Eidim Isira Dilma Maisi. Maybe the Eidim Isira will die, or they'll go to Medina Sayam. So how will a woman be able to prove that she's divorced? Oh, so they made a takana de Rabbanon. Let the Eidim sign the shtar. Let the Eidim sign the get, and she'll hold on to the get. That'll serve as the shtaraya that they are divorced. How does that serve as a shtarai that they're divorced? The Eidim who signed it 6 months before the Shliach Lahilocha gave it to her. They don't know that the get was there. They died already. Could be the Eidim Chasima died months before the get was given to the Isha. How can you say the get testifies that the couple is divorced? So that's what Tosfos asks on Dalet Amud Aleph, and the big fat Tosfos, the Kaimalon. The Tosfos says, we assume istama hakol b'hechshan asa. The likelihood, what's this, what can you imagine? What happened over here? What's the scenario? The husband authorized the Eidim to write a get because he expresses an interest in divorcing the wife. Now how did the wife get, the husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California. How did the get reach California? It floated there by itself. And the Isha has the get in her hand and she says, the husband gave me the get properly, it was done in the presence of a rabbi, Everything was done properly. It wasn't done tligitach mangabikak. Everything was done properly. How do you know that anything was done properly? All the Adam signed on is that the husband expressed an interest to divorce his wife. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua, the Nesivus in Siman Avav, quotes this from the Pnei Yeshua, who quotes it from the Taisus. You see, from the Taisus like that, the only thing the witness is actually testifying to is that the husband expressed an interest to divorce his wife. And the fact that the shliach lo ilocho, that the husband gave the get to the wife later, and it was done with a correct nesina, it wasn't the gitach magabi karka, all this. This didn't happen yet at the time of the Chasimus Eidim. But the shtar contains a hagodah, includes a hagodah sedus, not only on what happened already in the past at the time that the Eidim signed it, namely, that the Baal expressed an interest to divorce his wife. The shtar includes a hagodah sedus on things that are going to yet happen in the future. By the time the isha is holding on to the shtar, it happened already. The shtar is not going to testify things in the future that didn't happen yet. But at the time the Adam signed it, it didn't happen yet. At the time the woman is holding on to the get, she says all these things happened already, and the likelihood is that it probably did happen. It probably did happen properly. So we say all of that is included in the Haggadah Seder of the shtar. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. When the Malva holds on to the shtar halvoa, and the Leiva says paraiti, and the Malva says it's not true, shtocha b'yodi my boy. So he's bothered with the kasha. How can the Malva be mitzi mometh and the Leiva, based on a ruba the leisa kamon, we paskin ein holchem a momen achar haroiv? So the answer is no. It's not a plain roiv over here. Since the likelihood is that he probably didn't pay, because shtocha b'yodi my boy, so the shtar that says that lova includes Haggadah Seidus that are dying loy para. Calls man the mouth is holding on to it, and includes Haggadah Seidus that are dying loy para. So this is Rabbi Kivega's official territory. Then Rabbi Kivega is bothered with Akasha. So what happens if the mouth is holding on to the shtar halva that only says he borrowed money, but the mouth claims not only did he borrow, didn't pay back yet, so included in the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar is that loy para. And then the loyver produces a shaver. And the shaver says that he paid. So what's the din? So it should be trey or trey. It should be trey or trey. The malva has a shtar halvoah that includes a hagodah seidus that loy para, and the loyver has a shaver that says para. So it should be trey or trey. That's it? No, so we don't treat it like trey or trey. The shaver wins. That's the end of the whole story. So Rabbi Kiveger works on this kasha. So that's what Rabbi Baruch Ber says. He heard it from Rabbi Chaim. He should have quoted it. It says in Tshuva's printed in Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger. Before Rabbi Chaim was born, it was printed in Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger. So he doesn't quote the Tshuva's Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Baruch Ber quotes, he heard from Rabbi Chaim that this is the pshat. Shtar Chabiyodi, my boy, is not a plain old Ruba D'Leisa Kamon. In Halcham Imam and Achar HaRoiv. Because of the Ruba D'Leisa Kamon, so we say, Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shenase, that Loy Par is also included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. And Bamed Vamamurim, when do you say that that's so, that Loy Par is included in Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar? That's only if there's no Shaver Fakir, but if there's a Shaver. So how can you say, Mistama HaKol Be'ech Shenase, he probably didn't pay? What do you mean he probably didn't pay? He has a Shaver that says that he did pay. So whenever the Loyva has a Shaver, so the Shtar does not include a Haggadah Seidus that Loy Par. Whenever the loiva has no shaver, but then we say the shtar halva includes the hagodah seidus, that not only that loiva, that's explicit, that loiva, that even loy para. So that's the famous teretz. That's the famous biur of Rabbi Akiva Eger and Rabbi Baruch Ber b'shem Rabbi Chaim in the Birch HaShmur. Yeah, so here there's a big machlekes in Shulchan, big machlekes in the Rishonim, the end of Bava Basra. I think it's the last Balamor and Ramban in Maseches Bava Basra on the bottom of the Rif have this machlokes. What's the din if you have a shtar b'ksav yodoy? I write, you lend me $5,000, and I write, I borrowed $5,000 from Mr. Schwartz and I sign my name and I give it to you, and then comes the end of the year and you ask for the $5,000, I say paraiti. So if it would have been signed by two Adim and the Loiva says paraiti, so we say shtar b'yodoy, my boy. He has none the manas to say paraiti. What if it's a shtar b'ksav yodoy? So the Mishnah says, the end of Bava Basra, there are two differences between milva b'shtar and milva b'alpeh. One difference is whether the loiva is believed to say paraiti. And Mubal Bapeh, he's neman to say paraiti. Mubal Bishtah is not neman to say paraiti. The other difference is, can you collect from the chosim shubadim? Can you collect from the lakuchas? What's the din if the loiva sold his karkois to the lakuchas? So if it's a Mubal Bapeh, ain't a nigvis min alakuchas. A Mubal Bishtah, you go them in alakuchas. So what's the din of a shtar biksav yodai? What if the loiva himself signed on the bottom? You don't have two kosher edim signing. The loiva signed on the bottom. I borrowed $5,000 from Reuven Schwartz, and he signed. The loiva signs his name on the bottom. So the loiva cannot say loy lavisi later on. He signed that he did borrow. Is he neman to say paraiti? So that's a big machlekes harishanim. So what's the issue involved? Why yes? Why no? What's the machlekes? So the Ramban and the Melchamas, very short, usually Melchamas is long. There it's a very short Melchamas. He knocks off the whole, it's a very major issue. He knocks off the whole topic with just two lines, Bikitz and Nimratz. So he says, Shtorcha biyodi, my boy, it's unreasonable to assume, it's highly unlikely to assume that the loive paid the choiv without demanding of the mabud that he should surrender the shtar. People don't do that. Why do people not do that? What's the psychological lumber that people not do that? So I'm a very selfish person, so I would assume, what, are you crazy? I should pay him the $1,000. I don't want him to collect from me a second time. So the Ramban suggests a very altruistic, holy kavana here. People are not so worried about themselves. They're worried never about the lakuchas. He says, the loiva will never pay up the choiv to the malva, milva the shtar, without ripping up the shtar. He doesn't want to be mafsid the lakuchas. He can't be mafsid me. What? He's going to bring me to the tar. I'll kill him. What do you mean? He comes to bed and I'll scream. I'll kill him. I'll knock him down dead. You don't have to worry about me. I'm only worried about the lakuchas. This is only if it's a shtar that you give, that's signed by Adam, that you can collect from the lakuchas. But if it's a shtar b'shtag yada, you can't collect from the lakuchas anyway, the Mishnah says. Since you can't collect from the lakuchas anyway, so the whole umdine of shtorcha b'yada, my boy, doesn't apply in such a situation. The whole rubid alayse kaman doesn't apply. That's one suggestion that the Ramban has. And then the Rishonim there develop another idea, which the Shach happens to pass Kan Halacha Lamaisa, like this Mechudish Dika idea. Like Rabbi Kivega said, just to say that you have a roiv, Shtocha B'yode my boy, that the Ruba Deleisa Kamon contradicts the Tainas HaLoive, when the Loive Tainas Paraiti, that's not enough. Ain't Hochem Mamon Acher HaRoiv. You can't be Maitzi Mamon based on a roiv. The answer is Mistama Hakol Be'ach Shanasa. Whatever is probably the case is considered as if it's included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. Like Rabbi Kivega writes, the Shtar includes, the Shtar gives the Haggadah Seidus on the information that the Edom knew at the time that they're signing. They sign a get, they know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife. They sign a Shtar Halvoid, the Loiva made a Hadras Badin, that he borrowed money. So they sign at the time they sign, they know that he borrowed money. They don't know that Loipara. They don't know what's going to be at the end of the year, like para. They can't testify in that. But after the year is up, then the shtar includes two hagodas. It includes the hagodas on what happened already at the time they signed. That's mamash hagodas. Then the halacha declares that it also includes hagodas and things that happen after they signed the shtar, but prior to the Torah. In other words, the shtar is also includes hagodas that loy para. So, Bamedvar Mamurim, when they say that the Shtar includes the Haggadah Seidus, that also Loi Parah includes the Haggadah, includes more Haggadah Seidus than we would have thought, that's only if it has this mystical, special din of a Shtar. But a Shtar B'Ksav Yodah doesn't have the status of a Shtar. Shtar B'Ksav Yodah is just, it's a riot that he owes the money, but it doesn't have the special status of a Shtar. So you can say, the Shtar B'Yodah, my boy, accomplishes that it's as if this too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So you can just say, well, Shtocha B'yodah, my boy, is a Ruba D'Leisa Kamon. No, you can't be Maitzi Imam based on a Ruba D'Leisa Kamon. The only way to be Maitzi Imam from the Loive is if you assume that Shtocha B'yodah, my boy, accomplishes that this too is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So if you say that a Shtar B'Ksav Yodah doesn't have the special status of a Shtar, so then it wouldn't have the special din that this too is included in the Haggadah Seidus. Why should anybody want to say it like that? The din is Hadas Baldin Kimei Adam Dummy. Hadas Baldin is just as good as witnesses. So if you have a shtar that's signed by two witnesses, it has a din of a shtar. So why should you say a shtar signed by the Baldin himself, by the Baldor himself, doesn't have the din of a shtar? So that's along the lines of Taisus in Ksuvas and Daf Chofam and Beis. That long Taisus that starts on Chofam and Al goes over to Amid Beis. The Taisus has two opinions. They deal at the end of the Taisus, Chofam and Beis and Ksuvas, they deal with the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra has says something about a shtar that only has one signature on it. So Taisus has two ways to read the Gemara. So one opinion, and this is a Shai L'Chosh Mishpat, how we pass it. So one opinion is that a shtar be'eid echod has no value whatsoever. Let's say an eid echod comes bal peh. I say I lent you $1,000, you say it's not true. And an eid echod comes and he testifies that I truly lent you $1,000. So, and you say the eid echod is telling a lie, you never borrowed the money. So you have to swear a shvud d'oraisa, shvud eid echod. So this is the chub, the pasuk in the Torah. The question exactly where the pasuk is in the Torah, but the Gemara somehow waved the magic wand and they figured it out. They read in between the lines, no explicit pasuk that there's such a thing as a shvur seid echad. But they derived it from the psukim. There's an institution, a shvur deraisa, a shvur seid echad. So the pasuk that talks about shvur seid echad is when the eid echad comes in person and he testifies bal peh in the presence of the bezin. What if the malva says, I lent you $1,000 and here's a shtar? And the shtar only has one chasima on the bottom. And the guy who signed the shtar died a long time ago. He lives in Medina Sayyam. We can't get him. So do you say that a shtar be'ed echod has the tokuf of an eid echod who would come to Bezin? So just like if an eid echod would come to Bezin, he would accomplish there would be a shvur deraisa. The shtar be'ed echod is as good as an eid echod bal peh. But let's say I have two shtars be'ed echod. One shtar is signed by Reuven, one signed a shtar by Shimon. And each shtar says that you owe me $5,000. So do you put it together and you say that I have two eidim who say that you owe me $5,000. And they say, no, shtar be'ed echod is meaningless. A shtar has to be dafke two eidim. So there's two opinions in Taisus. Why should you say that a shtar be'ed echod is nothing? A shtar be'ed echod should be as good as eid echod bal peh. To whatever extent eid echod bal peh. Eid echod bal peh is mechayv v'shvuah. So let a shtar be'ed echod be mechayv v'shvuah. If you have zeh b'ha yom meid v'chaver b'la mocha meid, you have one eid echod, another eid echod. We can mitzarf them together to collect the $5,000. So if I have one shtar beid echod, another shtar beid echod, so I should be able to put it together and collect. I have two eidim on the halva. So that's 2 days in Taisus. One day in Taisus is no. Shtar beid echod is meaningless. I think Moran Baba Basi does talk about shtar beid echod. Taisus says, no, he had a shtar b'shnei eidim, and we were only mekayim one of the two eidim. But the shtar has two eidim signed on the bottom. A shtar that only has one eid signed on the bottom is worthless. You may as well throw it out in the garbage. It doesn't say anything. So where did Taisus get such an einfall? So that's based on the pasuk that we had yesterday. Well, where did we find Lamed Vav and Aleph? The Gemara quoted the pasuk from Yirmiyah. That's the Haftorah Parshas Bahar. Because of Asefa v'chasson v'hoid all of Edom. So the pasuk says he had two Edom. Yirmiyah Novi was commanded by Kadosh Baruch Hu Hirasha that he should buy the field. The Babylonian armies were about to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So all the real estate was worthless. They were all going to be sent into Golus. No one was going to maintain their ownership. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yirmiyah HaNavi should buy the field from his cousin in the city of Anosos. And then he says, what is this all about? This should be a simen that it is an investment in the future. The real estate will regain its value. Why? Because the Jews will only be sent into Golus Babel for 70 years. And after 70 years, they're going to return. And make sure you put away the shtar l'mayam d'yomim rabim and l'satam l'cheres and l'mayam d'yomim rabim. I'm going to use the shtar after 70 years to prove you may not be alive. Your children, your grandchildren will use this shtar to prove that that field belongs to you. So the pasuk says, "Vo'oid all of Eden," and I, Yirmiyah Novi, got two witnesses to sign on the bottom. So since that's the pasuk in Tanakh, not in Chumash, that's the pasuk in Yirmiyah that describes a shtar raya. When Satan Bichlicheris and the man Yam the Yam Ram put it away and hold it for a long time, that's a shtar raya. And it describes Ba'oid all of Edom and had two witnesses sign on the bottom. So that's what leads Tosis to this one opinion, the two opinions in Tosis, that a shtar be'ed echod is meaningless. Special din, a shtar is only good if it's midas ha-mischayev. V'shloi midas ha-mischayev is mipiyam v'loim piksovam. That's a din. And another din is, has to be dafke to Edom. when you have Eidim Bal Peh, so you can have an Eid Echad, has a certain value, and have Shnei Eidim has more value. And if you have a Shtar, it's only good void all of Eidim if you have a minimum of two Eidim signed. If you don't have two Eidim signed, it doesn't have the value of a Shtar at all. So there's room to argue the point and say that a Shtar b'ksav yodai, true. If you have Hadoaz Baldin Kameyu Eidim Dami, if a person makes a Hadoaz Baldin, the other party will win the Din Torah, just like if he would have brought two Eidim, he would win. So Hadoaz Baldin is Kameyu Eidim Dami. You'll win the Din Torah. But the Shaila is, not everything that's a Raya Balpeh is necessarily acceptable Bishtar to the same extent as Balpeh. If you have Eid Echot Balpeh, it's good to the extent of Eid Echot, Shvos Eid Echot, and Zeh Bahayam Ameid, Bahaber Balamachar Meid. And Taisus says, nonetheless, if you have a shtar beid echad, it's worthless. So it could well be that a kasav iksav yadai, if it would make a hadoaz baldin balpeh, the other party would win the din Torah. If it makes a shtar iksav yadai, it could be that it doesn't have a din of shtar. Could be it doesn't have a din of shtar. So if it doesn't have a din of shtar, then you can say, also included in the edus of the shtar is that not only that lava, but also loy parah. No, that din, that the chiddush din. This is a gevaldik chiddush din, what Rabbi Gevega said, what Rabbi Baruch Beck quotes from Rabbi Chaim. This is a big chiddush to say that included, based on that tesis, on Dal and Amnalf, we include mistama hakol behech shenase. The shtar always includes the Haggadah Seydis on more than one, it says. We read in between the lines, and the shtar includes more Haggadah Seydis. Every shtar includes the Haggadah Seydis that is not mezuyah. A chiddush. Kiyam HaShtar is only needed in the Rabbanon because every shtar includes the Haggadah Seydis that it's not mezuyah. So therefore, the Leiber doesn't have the manas to say that it's mezuyah because he's contradicting the shtar. What do you mean the shtar says any mezuyah? What? It's a chiddush. So that's how the simple reading of the Gemara. Kidderei Shlokish, Damarei Shlokish. Any maksim al hashar nasa gimish nechri do some business. That's why Shlokish says included in every shtar is a Haggadah Seydis that it's not mezuyah. So that's a shaila. What would you say by shtar b'ksav yodai? A shtar b'ksav yodai has the status of a shtar? Oh no. Haydoaz baldin. If we ascertain that it's really, he really signed it, it's really his signature, haydoaz baldin kameidim dami. He'll be able to, the other party will win it in Torah. But if there's a question as to whether the shtar b'ksav yodai is authentic or not, and the loiva says the whole thing is mezuyah, maybe you would require kiyam hashtar min atar. So the Shach in Chayshim Mishpat and the Simon about the Kiyam Shtar, Simon Mevav, quotes, this is a diun in a Ge'onim, and he paskens la'alocha that Kiyam Ashtar is needed min atar by Ashtar b'ksav yodai. Ashtar b'ksav yodai doesn't have the din of Ashtar. So if you say it doesn't have the din of Ashtar, then we understand very well why the Loivish should be believed to taine parua against the Ashtar b'ksav yodai, because the only reason why the Loivish is not believed to stay parua is because shtocha b'yadim my boy. What does it mean shtocha b'yadim my boy? Is a ruba de leisa kamon that he owes the money? Ruba de leisa kamon is not enough to be mitzi mamon and helchem mamon achra, right? So Rabbi Kiveger explained, and Rabbi Chaim elaborated. Rabbi Chaim touched it up, but basically Rabbi Kiveger said the whole word that it's not enough to say shtocha b'yadim my boy. It's a ruba de leisa kamon. Whatever is probably so, we read it into the shtar. We read in between the lines of the shtar. We say the shtar includes also. I'm going to say this. That loy para. That's only by medvar mamur if it has a special status of a shtar. But if it's a shtar b'ksav yadai, then the shach paskens halacha lemaisa doesn't have a special din of a shtar. It's not made on itself that it's ain't a mezuyah. So you need a kiyam hashtar min atayra. All the kulas of kiyam shtaris don't apply about a shtar b'ksav yadai because it doesn't have the din of shtar min atayra. The same this din that included in Haggadah Seydis of the shtar is that loy para. That wouldn't apply to shtar b'ksav yodai. So these are two different explanations given by the Rishonim to explain the Shitas HaRif. The Rif writes that a shtar hotzi alof ksav yodai gav v'minachas v'minachar. That's a Mishnah. If I have a milva b'shtar, I can be gav v'minachas v'mishabad. If you have a milva alpeh, two witnesses come and they testify that he borrowed money, cannot be gav v'minachas v'mishabad from the lakufas. Can only be gavir from b'nei charet. What if you have hotzi olav ksav yodai? So then the Mishnah says gavir minachas minacharet. You cannot collect from the chasim mishabodim. So the question is, all right, that. So the Mishnah told us that aspect of shtar. What about the aspect? What if the loiva will tine parua? Will he be believed to say parua or not? The loiva is usually not believed to say parua against a milva b'shtar because shtocha b'yodim my boy. So what about would the loiva be nema to say parua? Can I get a shtar b'ksav yodai that he himself signed? He admits that he solved it. And now he says that it's parua. So the Rif says that the loiva is believed to say parua. And the Baal Amar says he doesn't understand. Why should he be believed? He doesn't agree with the Rif. So the Ramban and the Mohammeds comes to defend the Rif. I think it's the last Mohammeds in Bava Basra. And he gives these two explanations in the Rif. The one explanation is that the whole Ruba de Leisa Kamon doesn't apply to a Shtar B'Ksav Yadi. The only reason why there's such a strong umdine that the Shtar Chav Yadi, my boy, is only because the loiva would never pay up the money without insisting a Ruba and Kamon to Shtar. He would be concerned about Hefzer Halakuchas. But if it's a Shtar B'Ksav Yadi, there's no Hefzer Halakuchas anyway, so he's not worried about ripping up the Shtar. He's never going to collect from me a second time, I'll kill him. There's nothing to discuss. And then the second pshat that they give is a totally different pshat. That the whole vort of Shtar Chav Yadi, my boy, is not enough to say that there's a Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The Ruba de Leisa Kamon accomplishes that Mistama HaKol Behech Shana. So this too is included in the Hagodah Seydis of the Shtar. Yeah, this is only a din of Shtar. Shtar B'Ksav Yadi doesn't have a din of a Shtar. So that's the Shach. Paskins like that, Allah HaMaisa. The Shtar B'Ksav Yadi does not have the din of Shtar. And the need for Kima Shtar would be deraisa over there. By Shtar B'Ksav Yadi would be the need for Kima Shtar would be Menatar. So again, so Min HaTorah, the Gemara says, there's no such thing as Tainus Mezuyah. Pasha B'Shad, even if the Loiv is here and screaming bloody murder, that the Shtar is Mezuyah, the Malva doesn't have to make a Kiyam and Atar, it's only needed in the Rabbanim. That's the Pashtus. Abavigda Kain said, except not so. The Rambam says, not so, but I get these. Okay. But the simple Gemara, the way most of the Rishonim assume, the whole need for Kiyam Ashtar is always only Midirabbanon. Yeah, what's the nature of that Din Dirabbanon? That's what this is famous from the Eben Ha'ozel. This is Zalman Maltzer, wrote a Sefer on the Rambam, it's called Eben Ha'ozel. Many, several volumes. So the Eben Ozel raises this question, and after him, everybody talks about it. Rabbi Baruch Be'er talks about it, and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein talks about it, and all of the recent Rosh Yeshiva after Rabbi Zalman, they all talk about this. What's the nature of this Din de Rabbanon, that if the Loiva says that the Shtar is Mezuyah, then the Malva has to make him a Shtar before he will be able to collect? Min HaTorah, let's say the Malva brings two witnesses to court, and they testify that he lent $1,000 to the Loiva. So the Loiva will stare the Edom in the face and he'll say they're lying. What do you mean? Of course he says they're lying. He says the Malva is lying, and the Malva brings the witness and says the witnesses are lying also. Of course he's going to say they're lying. He has the manas to say the Malva is lying. It's his word against my word, but he can't say that the Edom are lying. The two Edom come and say I murdered someone. Of course I'm going to say they're lying. So Bezim's not going to listen to me. I'm the Baldova. The Edom are Neman, and I'm not Neman to say that they're lying. So when the loiva, the malva produces a shtar halva, and the loiva says the shtar is mezuyah, what he's saying is that the einim are lying, because the shtar is considered like a hagodah seidus, and it's made on itself that it's einim mezuyah. So if the loiva is going to say that the shtar is mezuyah, the shtachev is mezuyah, he's like staring the einim in the eyes and saying that they're lying. So min HaTorah he doesn't have them on us. So the shtar is midirabbanon when the loiva says that the shtar is mezuyah, and the malva cannot collect. We don't allow the malva to collect until he will make a Kiyam Ashtar. What's the nature of this Din Midrabbanon? Is it that we give Nemanis to the Loiva to say that the Shtar is Mezuyif? That's like saying the Edom are lying. We give Nemanis. He's Neman to say that the Shtar is Mezuyif. But he say it sounds too funny. Maybe the Chachamim, in order to accomplish that goal, that the Loiva should be able to say Mezuyif, maybe the Takana was a different Takana, that a Shtar Sheinu Mekuyam is considered a Chaspa B'Yalma. Maybe a shtar sheni mekuyim doesn't have the status of a shtar. In our Torah, it is a shtar. But when the Rabbanu, they declared any shtar that's sheni mekuyim doesn't mean a thing. It's considered as if it's chas b'yalma. What's the difference halacha l'maisa, whether you say like this or you say like that? So a big difference ought to be, this is what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein talks about in the Dibros Moshe on Bava Metzia. A big difference should be, what if the tables are turned? The Malva has a shtar that says that the Loiva owes him the money. Then the Loiva has a shaver that's signed by two witnesses that says that he paid up. And the Malva screams that the shaver is Mezuyev. Not that the Loiva screams that the shtar halvo is Mezuyev. The Malbus screams that the shoiver of the loiva is mezuyah, and I demand that he pay me. I have a shtar halvoa, I make a kiyum hashtar in the shtar halvoa, and I say he never paid me the money, and his shoiver is a shoiver mezuyah. Is there such a thing? That the malveh min haTorah, there's no such thing as tiny mezuyah. Not the loiva can't say mezuyah against the shtar halvoa, and the malveh can't say mezuyah against the shoiver, neither. But midirabbanan, that they instituted that you need kiyum hashtar, that they only instituted lahachzik, that the loivas has the right to taina mezuyah. If I don't want to pay the $1,000 from my pocket to the malva, I taina lahachzik, I'm muchzik on the $1,000. I taina that the shtar of the malva is mezuyah, and he has no right to collect the money. But they should institute a takana. The malva has the manas to say mezuyah on the shoiver lahaitzi. The malva has a shtar chayiv. He wants to collect $1,000 from the loiva. Loiva says, I paid already, and here's a shaver. So the malva says, the shaver is mezuyah. So that doesn't make sense to say that they gave nemonis midirabbanon to the malva to taina mezuyah on the shaver, lohoitzi monon from a loiva. That's what Rav Moshe explains this nafkaminin. The Bereis Moshe, at the end of the first parak in Bava Metzia. If the vart of mezuyah, what's the takana midirabbanon now? That if the loiva says mezuyah, you need kiyum hashtar, midirabbanon. Is it that we give him them monas to taina mezuyah, so it's mistabed that it should only be lahachzik, it shouldn't work lahoitzi. It shouldn't be such a thing that the malva should have the right to taina mezuyah against the shaver of the loiva. But if you say the other way, that the whole tainas mezuyah does make it, what do you mean we give him them monas to say that the Edom are lying? Maybe the whole vart is not that way, he has them monas. And the taina mezuyah is not a taina. He's saying the Edom are lying. So maybe the word of mezuyah from the Rabbanan is that the shtar sheinu mikuyim is considered chas b'miyam. It's not considered a shtar at all. So then it wouldn't make a difference whether the shtar is a shtar halvor or the shtar is a shtar shaver. It wouldn't make a difference in the lahachzik lahaitzi. They made across the board. They made a takana the Rabbanan. A shtar sheinu mikuyim is a chas b'miyam. Which way is it? So there is a gemara in the end of the first perek in Bava Metzia, where Rashi interprets the Gemara the Gemara is talking about a shaver, and the Gemara says that the loiva, in order not to have to pay a second time, the loiva will have to make a kiyum hashtar on the shaver, otherwise the malva will make him pay again. The malva is still holding on to the shtar halvor. The same Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Lamed Aleph from the base, and there in Bava Metzia, Chaf Aleph from the Aleph. The Gemara talks about a simpon. Gemara quotes a brisa. It's talking about a simpon. What does the word simpon mean? So simpon appears in other places in Gemara. Let's say I buy an automobile, and it turns out that the brakes don't work. So that's a mum gadol. It doesn't work, so I get my money back. I give him back the automobile, I'll get my money back. That's simple means something that's mabatal mecca. A man marries a girl and it turns out that she's missing both legs and missing both arms and everything plastic limbs. The whole girl is plastic. There's nothing there. There's no person there. So that's a simple. The Gemara talks about a simple. He married a girl and he wasn't aware that she had any woman. So that's a simpon, something that's mabatl, something else. So Rashi says, we use the word simpon to refer to a shaver. The malva has a shtar halva that says the lova is the money, and the loiva has a shaver, a simpon that's, why is it called a shaver? Why is it called a shaver? It's mishaber, the koyach of the shtar halva. So a simpon is also something that's mevatl amekach, mevatl kiddushin, or mevatl the effectiveness of the shtar halva. So Rashi learns in that Gemara here in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph Omid Beis, and the same price is quoted in Mubnitzir. So Rashi learns that simpon is the same as a shoiver, v'yotzim itachas yad haloive kim ishpato. Rashi says a normal, regular shoiver. And the Gemara says, that the shayver is only effective if the loiver will make a kiyum ha-shayver. If he doesn't make a kiyum, it's not effective. So, why? What does it mean? They gave them onus to the malva to tain a mezuyev against the shayver lahoitzi mamen miyar ha-loiver. It's not mistaber if the takana de rabbanon that requires kiyum ha-shtar was that we give them onus to the loiver to tain a mezuyev. So it doesn't. The loyve tain is mezuyif, that's lahachzik. I say the shtar is mezuyif, I don't want to part with my money. I want to keep the money in my pocket, in my bank account, in my mattress. I don't want to give the money to the malva. But the malva should have that money, the same mezuyif against the shayver of the loyve, to be moitzi mamon from the loyve. Doesn't make sense. So Rav Moshe points out in his sefer, the way Rashi learns that braisa, it would appear that the nature of the takana de rabbanon of requiring kiyum when a party says that it's mezuyif, the shtar is mezuyif, is not the manis, not that they made a nemanis to the taina mezuyif. A shtar sheni mekuyim is chas v'piyama. The Taisus and that Gemara learns a whole different shot. Why did the Braisa call it a simpon? Why didn't the Braisa refer to it as a shayver? So they disagree with Rashi. It's not a shayver v'yotzi mitachas yad haloive kimishpato. It's a normal shayver. A normal shayver is yotzi mitachas yad haloive. This is a simpon. The malve is a wealthy businessman, and he has files and files full of documents. And then he has one file full of shtaris that people owe him money. And then, bein ha-shtaris, he has one shtar. Clipped on the back of the shtar, he has a shayver. The malva has a shayver that says that this chayv is parua. So, it means that the chayv was really parua. So why is the shayver sitting in the malva's file? It should be in the hands of the loiva. A shtar only gives a hagar to say this if there's mesiris ashtar, if there's tfisis bal ashtar. Kozman the leiva holds on to the shtar alva, doesn't say that he owes money. Kozman the malva holds on to the shayver, doesn't say that the chayv is parua. So over here, that's what Taisus says. When you use the word shayver, it means yaitzi mitachas yad haloive kimishpata, the leiva is holding on. When you use the word simpon, so the Rabbein and Tam and Taisus claims that you're not talking about a shayver that's tachas yad haloive, you're talking that the malva found it bein shtaroisa. So that's not a good shtar. That's not a good shtar. So you have to be mekayim the shtar b'chaisama. You have to ask the witnesses whose names appear on the shayver, what was the story? Do you remember that the loiver really paid up the chayv? So if they'll come in, it's not that you'll accomplish kiyum ha-shtar. You'll ask the witnesses whose names appear, do you remember that the loiver paid up the debt? So if they'll say they remember, okay, so you have a hagodah to say this, that the loiver paid up, but it doesn't have the din of a shtar shayver if it's being held tachas yad ha-malveh. So it doesn't have a din of hagodah to say this. So if you learn the Gemara the way Taisus said, so there is no raya. There is no Gemara that says that you need kiyum ha-shtar even on a shayver. Taisus says, not talking about a shayver. Simpon and a shayver are two different things. Shayver is yaitzim mitachas yad ha-loive kimishpatay, and the simpon is not. If you learn the way Rashi does, then you see the feirish that the takona de rabbanon that you need kiyum ha-shtar is not because it's namanas baldim etaynasa. It doesn't make sense to say they gave namanas baldim etaynasa lahoitzi moment. It should only be good lahachzik. It must be that they made the takana the rabban that the shtar sheni mikuyim is chaspa biyama. Yeah. What does Taisus hold over here? So our Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph. Our Taisus starts in the middle. Taisus assumes everybody remembers. We're learning Gittin. Everybody remembers what we learned in Baba Basra Dafayin. In the yeshivas, nobody gets the dafayin. Whoever learns dafayin and baba basa. So Taisus assumes everybody remembers what it says on dafayin and baba basa. What does it say? This is the way Taisus read the Gemara. The Balamor was convinced of the way Taisus read, and the Ramban says baba maisa says none of the Gaonim agree with the Taisus and the Balamor. It's not correct. And the Shach and the Chashmish were passing like the Ramban, like the Kabbalah Sagoyim. So Taisus read the Gemara in baba basra as saying the following. There is a pasuk in Mishlei that says Psach Picha La'ilan. Let's say we're all standing in line in the bakery. And the guy in front of me is an ilan. He can't talk. And I know he wants chalas for Shabbos. It's his turn. He starts making sign like that. And the lady on the counter, the other side of the counter, she doesn't know what he's talking about. So I said, the man wants five chalas for Shabbos. Right? So Psach Picha La'ilan, I did a mitzvah for the day. I open up my mouth to speak on behalf of the ilan. Good. So the Gemara says, included in that pasuk, Psach Picha Le'ilim, is not only if a person is mamish literally mute, the person is involved in a din Torah and he doesn't know what the whole din Torah is all about. How did he get involved in a din Torah if he doesn't know what business is all about? The answer is not his fault. His father died. His father was a businessman. and his father died, and these are Lili Yisayimim. So the Bezen has to Tainina Lili Yisayimim, Tainina Lili Kuchas. A guy bought a field. How does he know? The one who sold him the field, he doesn't know how he acquired ownership of the field. I bought it from Reuven, he sold it to me. I assume that Reuven is an honest man. Now Shimon comes and says that Reuven stole the field from me. So the Nebuch, the Lekuchas don't know what to answer. They don't know what the background had. And Reuven is not here anymore. Reuven died, or Reuven lives in Medina Sayyam. He moved away. So the Gemara says in Cheskes Abatim, Sach Picha Le'ilim includes that Bezin should always advance the Taina on behalf of the Saimim and on advance the Taina on behalf of the Lekuchas. Whenever the Baldin is a Gabar La Bar Taina, he doesn't know what to say because he was never involved in the case from the outset. He just became involved now because he bought the field because the father died. And now he has the obligation to pay the chaydus. So then the Bezin has to tain on his behalf. See, here there's a big machlokes harishonim. What's the nature of the din of tainina? Let's say, what's the din of a milval peh? Father died, and he leaves a lot of karkois. The Gemara says, metalta leliyas me loy mishtab di lebalchayv. If the loyve died, and he only leaves metalkalim, so the Bezin will not be kai for the Yisayimim to pay from the Metalkalim. L'chatchila, they should pay, but the Bezin won't be kai. Bezin's only kai for if the Loiva who died left karkos. So let's say the Loiva died, he left a lot of karkos. And a person comes, a milval pet, a person comes with two Adim, and the two Adim testify that the father borrowed $100,000, and this man wants to collect some of the karkos of the Yisayimim. So Yisayimim don't know what to say. They weren't involved in the whole halva from the beginning. The father supposedly borrowed $100,000 and he never paid back. They don't know what to say. So if the father would be alive and he would say paraiti, he would, a loiva says paraiti on a milva balpeh, so the loiva has no money. The father's not alive, so he doesn't know what to say. So what are you saying? I'm going to tell a lie. The father paid. They don't know what they're talking about. They know they don't know what they're talking about. They're not going to tell a lie. They say, we don't know. Any of that, they don't know. So the Gemara says, Psach Picha Leil and Bezin should advance a tain on behalf of the Yisayimim. Since the father could have said, because the Milva Baal Peh, if the father would have said Paraiti, he would have been believed. So the Bezin advances the tain of Paraiti on behalf of the Yisayimim. So here there's a Machlokes Achrayim in Choshen Mishpat. The Ktzois and the Imre Baruch on the side, the big Machlokes Achrayim. What's the din if the Malva says, I lent you $1,000? And the Loiva says, the Gemara has an Baba Kama like this. Let's say the Malva says, I lent you $1,000. The Loiva says, I'm not sure. I remember we were negotiating the loan. We were talking about it for a couple of days. I don't remember the end of the story. I deal in so many different business cases. I don't remember the end of the day whether I borrowed the money or not. Any day, Mehil Beisani. So that's Bari Vishema. So that's a machloikah. So we passed Bari Vishema, La Bari Arif Lahitzi. That since the Leiva says any day in Hilbeisani, I don't know if he lends me the money, he's not mechuyif to pay back the money. Well, what happens if the Leiva, the Malva says, I lent you $1,000, and the Leiva says, I remember borrowing the money, clearly, and I remember I was putting together $100 bills to pay you back. I just don't remember the end of the story. Any day in Praiticha, I remember preparing to pay you back. But my mind is lazy. I don't remember lemaisa what I did pay back. Any day in praiticha. So that the Gemara says, everybody agrees. Any day in this chayafti, that's a machlekes. Any day in hilveisani, that's a machlekes. And we pass in bor v'shem ala bor yorif lahoitzi. You put that from pay. But if the loiv admits that he owes the money, and he says, any day in praiticha, I'm not sure if I paid back. I may or may not have paid back. So any day in praiticha is chayav. The Gemara says, why? Because he's becheskas chayav. He admits himself that he, at one time, he owed the money. He does not know whether he paid or not, so he does have to pay. So the Achrayim have a machlokes. What if it's a situation of any day in praiticha beloy havel elameida? It's not really to be expected of the loiva that he should know whether he paid back. Let's say all the payments are taken care of by a cashier. He has I own the business, but I don't do the actual payments. I come in from time to time to see that everything is being done properly, and I have one man in charge of payment. And the man in charge keeps records and everything, and then there was a strafe and all the records are burned, and the guy in charge died. He got a heart attack and he died, and no records and shit. So then the Malva says, I lent you $1,000. And the Leiva says, any day in Praticha. It could be that it was paid back, could be that not. I don't know. And it's Loi Havelen Meida. It's not that there's anything fishy with his claim, I don't remember whether I paid you back. It's not. He's not expected to know. He's never in charge of payments. He's in charge of purchasing. The payments that his company owes are taken care of by a different person who died, and all the records are burned. So what's the din of eating day and praticha b'loi habal alameda? So that's a machlokes achrayim. So the Tzais brings this as a raya. What good is it that Beis Din is going to say, let's say, mil v'alpeh is nigves mena yisaynim. The father died, and he left karka, and Malva comes with two Edim, and the two Edim testified that the Malva lent the father $1,000, and he wants to collect now. So the Yisaynim don't know what to say. They don't know anything about it. Maybe he was paid, maybe he's not paid. They don't have no idea. So the Beis Din is going to fulfill this mitzvah midirisei from Sach Picha Le'ilim. The Beis Din is going to say, paraiti, on behalf of the father who died. The Bez knows for sure that it's nifra. The Bez doesn't know. The maximum that they can say is any day in praticha. So what does it help that we say psach picha le'ilam, and the Bez and the answer is a tain on behalf of the yisoymim? Maybe the chay was nifra, but any day in praticha is still chayv to pay. So how did we spare the yisoymim from paying the money? It's not going to be a tain as bari. Well, it's only been a tain as shema. No, the taininim, when the Bez advances a tain on behalf of the yisoymim, they don't know what happened. They weren't there. So l'chor, the maximum it could be is going to be a tain shema. So let it be any day in praticha. Any day in praticha is still chayiv. So how does the Gemara say that taininim? Unless you'll say that any day in praticha is potter in a case of loy havel elameidim. It's not expected of the bezdin that they should know. The man who was supposed to know died already. The father died already. He would know. So some achrayim want to bring this as a right. The fact that we advance taininim, the fact that the Beis Din dances a taina praticha against the milval peh that's brought, the charges are brought against the yisayim to collect from the karka, and the Beis Din says taina is parua, it's only going to be a suffix any day in praticha. So how does it help? The answer is because lo havel elameid does any day in praticha is pot. Another achayim say it's not true, any day in praticha is chayiv even if it's a case of lo havel elameida. And the reason why over here it's the Yisayim don't have to pay is because Taininan is considered a Tainas Bari. It's not considered a Tainas Shema. So this is a Machlokes and Achrayim. The Tzais with the Nisei Kelim over there on the side of the Chayesh Mishpat. What is this Machlokes? Whether Taininan is considered a Tainas Bari or a Tainas Shema? How can it possibly be a Tainas Bari? It shouldn't even be able to be considered a Tainas Shema. Tainas Shema means, yeah, I remember, any day in praticha means I remember preparing to pay the $1,000. I remember going to the bank and taking the money. And then something else came up, and it could be that I did pay you, it could be I didn't pay you. I don't remember the end of the story. But it's not to say, I don't know what happened, so it's any day in praticha. That's not even called any day in praticha. A taina shema has to be there's some raglaim ledavit, there's some beginning of the story. I remember the beginning of the story, don't remember the end of the story, so that's why it's any day in praticha. How can you consider the taininan as a tainas bari? It doesn't even make sense that it should be considered a taina shema. It's a chiddush psach picha le'ilam, a chiddush that you consider it a taina shema. You should not consider it a tainas bari. So l'chora, those who rishonim hold that it's a taina, those achrayim who say that it's a tainas bari, they seem to have a different understanding of what taininan is. Taininan doesn't mean that they hold. Taininan doesn't mean that Beis Din advances a tain on behalf of the Yisayimim, as if they're the Balei Dvarim in the Din Torah. Taininan means the following, that normally in a Din Torah, we paskin based on the evidence that was presented, documents and testimony and tainas Balei Dinim. We paskin based on, we try to figure out what the Ruben Deleisa Kamon is, based on the evidence that was presented. Again, paskin based on evidence that was not presented, or based on tainus that were not presented. But if the main figure died, the father died, he was the live elder here. The main man died. And if he would have been alive, he would have been able to say paraiti. So maybe that's the din of sach picha le'ilam. Taininan maybe doesn't mean taininan that beznan advances a taina. Maybe it's a din in psak, not a din in taininan. Taina. The Gemara calls it taininan, sounds like it's a taina. Maybe it's not a din in taina, maybe it's a din in paskining. That here the Beis Din is supposed to paskin considering the possibilities if the father would have advanced a taina of paraiti. If the father would have advanced the taina paraita, he would have said paraita b'toras vaday. He wouldn't say sofek any dam praticha. He would have said paraita vaday. The father died. The din Torah didn't come up while the father was alive. So some achrenim seem to learn that that's the nature of the din of tainin, and it's not a din in advancing tainis, it's a din of paskening. Here, when the Bezdin is paskening on behalf of Yisayim Malukuches, on behalf of a Baldin who's a lab bar tainis, a lab bar hachi, he doesn't know what the whole story. So maybe the din is that Bezdin should pasken considering the possibility that the father, who was the real Baldin, would have advanced such a tainis. The father would have advanced a tainis bar, not a tainis shem. There seems to be a fundamental machlekes, what's the nature of the din of Tainina. So here, Taisvis interprets this Gemara in Bava Basra, the way they read the Gemara. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. The way they read the Gemara says, you don't advance Taininan on the Nilsa Deloshchicha. It doesn't say those words don't appear in the Gemara. That whole expression doesn't appear in the Gemara. This is all Taisvis on Bava Basra, Ainam based. Is filling in the missing lines in the sugya. The Gemara says there's a shaila, and then the Gemara says, oh, there's a machlekes hamaroyim. Machlekes hamaroyim are the two opinions in the shaila. So there's something missing in the whole hemshech ha-Gemara. It doesn't hold together. So Tesis fills you in on the missing lines. They say, oh, the premise that the Gemara is working with is the only advanced taininan on the milsa de shchicha. There's no taininan on the milsa de lo shchicha. So what's an example of a milsa de lo shchicha? So the Gemara says, I give a pikadon to a shomer, and he gives me a receipt. He writes, this is to ascertain that I have received a pikadon from so-and-so, valued at so much money, a golden watch or whatever. He writes the name of the watch, the make, and so on and so forth. So that's called hamafker etzel chaver bishtar. So just like we have a ruba deleisa kamon, my boy, the loiv is not believed to say paraiti if the mal is still holding on to the shtar. So the shomer should not be neman to say hechzarti if the mafkid is still holding on to the shtar by hamafkid etzah haber b'shtar. If the mafkid is still holding on to the shtar, that should serve as a hechocha that it's not true that the shomer's tain of hechzarti seems not to be true. So that's what the Gemara is discussing. So the Gemara, so Tosis reads in between the lines of the Gemara to say that the Shomer Shetaina Hechzarti No. The Gemara has like this. Let's say the Shomer has a Pikadon, the Shemachinim or Shemesachar is not Chayv in Onsen. Shemachinim is only Chayv in Pshir, Shemesachar is Chayv in Pshir and in Gnei Vaveda. But they're not chayv in onsen. A shoyl is chayv in onsen. So let's say the shemachinim or the shemesocha were holding on to a pikadon, and then they claim that an oinus occurred. So even if it's hamafkid etzel chaver b'shtar, even if the shomer gave a shtar to the mafkid when he originally accepted the shmira, but the shtar, you can't say shtocha b'yodei my boy contradicts the taina of the shomer when he taina is nensu. But when the oinus occurs, he's supposed to go to the mafkid and demand the shtar back. He didn't have a chance to go yet. So if the shomer will taina nensu, for sure he'll be believed against the shtar. The only time they raised the suffix in the Gemara was, what if he says hechzarti? Hechzarti should really not be believed. Hechzarti against the shash, a shtar, pikadon, should be the same as a loiva tainin paraiti against the shtar halva, shtar chabiyadi my boy. But the shayla they had over here was, but it's a migu. Here he tainis hechzarti be migu de nansu. If he would have said nansu, he would have been believed. Shayma tainis nansu, he's nema. He'll swear. So let him say over here hechzarti. He'll swear hechzarti. If he would have said nansu, he would have had to swear. He would have been believed. So if he says hechzarti and he'll swear, let's believe him with the migu that if he would have said nansu, he would have been believed. So what's the shayla? It's a migu nu, so migu should be nema. So the issue, the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, the issue is, what's the rule if you have a Migu that's contradicted by Ruba Deleisa Kamon? That's what the Gemara calls a Migu B'mokam Chazaka. A Migu, I advance Taina A, which per se doesn't have any Nemanis. Taina A shouldn't have any Nemanis. I say hechzarti. Hechzarti shouldn't have the manis because shtocha biyodi my boy. But I could, if I would have advanced the taina of nens, I would have had the manis. Shtocha biyodi my boy doesn't contradict the taina of nens. There's nothing the shemi can do to retrieve the shtar. The mafkid is only onto the shtar. So if hechzarti alone doesn't have the manis. Nensu would have had the manis. So the shaila is, what about hechzarti b'migud the nensu? So it's a migla, so it should be good. Yeah, but it's a migla that's contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kamon. The rov is that it's probably not true. Because if it's really true that he hechzarti, that he gave back the pikadon, then why didn't he insist on ripping up? Why didn't he insist that the mafkid should surrender the shtara half kodesh? So what's taka the rule? Whenever a person has a migla which is contradicted by Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So that's called migla mamakim chazaka. Chazaka means Ruba de Leisa Kamon. So this theory is galore. The Gemara is all over the place. So there are three, basically there are three sources in the Gemara. One Gemara says, Migu, the Makam Chazak is good. One Gemara says, Migu, Makam Chazak is no good. And one Gemara leaves that as an Abayit Leif Shita. But the Basa Daf Heim and Beis, it's an Abayit Leif Shita. So Taisa says, what's going on? There are contradictions all over, whether it is good, it's no good, or it's a Sveik Adina. So the Shach in the end of Simen Pei Beis has all the quality Migu, and Choshim Mishpot. So the Shach says, we paskan lahalacha that the accepted answer on Taisa's Kasha is what the Nemuki Yosef writes on the Rif in Baba Basra. Migu memakam chazaka is sometimes good, sometimes no good, and sometimes a sveik adina, depending how strong the chazaka is. Chazaka means a ruba de leisa kamon. So there are a million different degrees of a ruba de leisa kamon. You can have a ruba de leisa kamon 99.99999. So migu that's contradicted by such a chazaka is not acceptable. It's practically a badoyas that it's so. One chance in a million that it's not true. Then you have a migu that's contradicted by a chazak, a rubid leis kaman, a rova 51 to 49. It just made it by the skin of its teeth. A rova 51 to 49. So such a migu contradicted by rubid leis kaman would be good. And if you have a migu that's contradicted by rubid leis kaman of 87%, so that's a suffix in the Gemara, the family base, that's a bayit leif shita. There's not a stira. That's what the Shach quotes in the name of the Mukhi Yosef. You can't ask a stira, a three-way contradiction, whether Migu Mimakam Chazak, Migu contradicted by Ruba Leisa Kamon is good or no good. Every Ruba de Leisa Kamon is different. 99% Vado is 98%, 97%, 95%, 90%, 80%, 70%, 51%, 55%. They're different rives. So the stronger the rive is, so if it's a very strong rive, then the Migu is not acceptable. A weak rib, then the migu is good. And if it's a little bit 87%, then it's an abayit leif shita in the Gemara. So that's the pashup shot in the Gemara, that the Gemara had this suffix and that fine on the base in Bava Basra. What's the din? Nacham al hamafkir etzel haver bishtar. So if the shomer chinam or the shomer sacher will say nensu, and he swears nensu, that's the shvuas hashomim, he'll be believed to say nensu. And the fact that the mafkir has a shtar doesn't make it any worse. That's Lamala Valamarit. If the Shema will say Echzarti, he should really not be believed, but in this case, let him be believed Echzarti be Migu de Nensu. But this Migu is contradicted by Rubud Leisa Kamon of Shtorcha Biyodi, my boy. So what would be the din of this Migu Makam Chazok? So Gemara says it seems that it's a Machlaik and Samaroi. And they quote a case. So Taisus doesn't understand there's something missing in the whole case that they quoted. Why does the Gemara assume that the case that they quoted was talking about the case of Tainina, that the father died and the Bezdin is tining on behalf of the assignment? So Taisus says, why does the Gemara only assume if the father himself would have been believed with that taina? Let the Bezna advance the taina of Nensu. The father could have said Nensu, he would have been believed. So the father died, so let the Bezna advance the taina of Nensu. There's something missing in the Gemara. So Taisa says, no. Nensu is a milsa de la shchicha, so we have a rule, milsa de la shchicha, there's no tainin. So the Bezna cannot advance the taina of Nensu. The story was that the Shema died, and the mafkid is coming to the Yorshim, and he wants the Yorshim to pay for the pikadon. So the Bezin Taisus fills in the missing. The Ramban says the whole thing is not true. The whole thing is a figment of Taisus' imagination. The whole thing is not true. That's what the Ramban says. We have a tradition from the Gaonim that you say Tanina and every Taina under the sun, even in Milsa, it does make a difference. Milsa the Shchicha, Milsa the Lo Shchicha. That's what the Shach writes in Choshe Mishpot. The Ramban says we have a tradition for Negonim, so that's the end of the story. There's nothing to discuss. Tosis made a mistake. Tosis didn't know this tradition for Negonim, so that the Tosis was filling in incorrect information, filling in missing lines in the Gemara that didn't belong over there. So the Shach Pasnas like the Ramban. But the Tosis and the Balamor filling in the missing information in the Gemara. So they say there's no Tanina and Anensa because that's a Milsa de la Shchicha. They say Hechzarti, that's not Hechzarti, is contradicted by Ruben Leisa Kamon of Shtorcha B'yod in my book, but that's not considered such a Milsa de la Shchicha. So that's not so bad. So Hechzarti, the Migud and Nensu, even though Bezim will not advance the Taina of Nensu, but they can advance a taina of Hechzarti b'migud inensu. So that's what the Ramban makes fun of. He says, what is Tosin talking about? Tosin the Balamor. If the Bezdim will not advance the taina of Nensu, how can they advance the taina of Hechzarti b'migud inensu? But they don't have Nensu. You only have a migu. I have Nemonis on taina A. Taina A on its own merit doesn't have Nemonis. It only has Nemonis because I could have advanced taina B, I would have been Nemon. So if I advance Taina A, I have Namonis, Ben Migu of Taina B. But over here, the Bezin doesn't advance Taina's Nensu, according to Taisus and the Balamor. Milsa de la Shchicha, there's no Taininon. So if you can't advance Taina's Nensu, how can you be Namon with Hechzarti Ben Migu de Nensu? So the Ramban says the whole Pshat in Taisus doesn't make any sense. But Taisus and the Balamor think that it does make sense. So what are they fighting about over here? So we gotta, okay, we have to finish tomorrow. We gotta work on this some more. Adam Misa today. Today, all the minhagim are that we don't say tachlis. Okay, so.